Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you for joining us as we defend Western civilization, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights against the international crime syndicate known as the New World Order. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours on this Thursday, the 14th day of January, 2010 edition. Judge Andrew Napolitano is coming up later in the first hour to talk about Bankstergate and little Timmy Geithner. Will he be indicted? Could this be the end of the private Federal Reserve banking cartel? It will be the end of it if we make it the top story. Look, it's a tragedy. At least 100,000 or more dead in Haiti. We suggest people give to smaller aid groups that were already in the country, not the big monster aid groups who are always caught stealing the majority of the money. We'll be covering day two of the aftermath of the earthquake in Haiti today coming up. Before we do that, we're going to talk to Judge Andrew Napolitano. And then in the next hour, we're going to talk to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts about the latest information with Bankergate. And then I'm going to spend much of the second hour, all the third and the fourth hour, going over giant stacks of unbelievably vitally important news. And I've thought about it long and hard, and I don't know what part of the show tends to be the most informative, the most power-packed. It varies every day. I tend to go on a long monologue, cover a lot of news, and rant in the first hour, then have guests and calls in the rest of the show mixing a lot of important news in. But today, you definitely don't want to miss the third and fourth hour, because the magnitude of the multifaceted news that I have, all of it is just so incredibly important. And I want to try to save my energy, my intellectual repertoire for the third and fourth hour, because I need to really focus on this. I tend to get target fatigue. Now, there's so many huge stories, so many incredible things going on, so much fully exposing and debunking this criminal government that I tend to just descend into just only covering the surface of a lot of this instead of really fleshing it out. What am I talking about? Well, naked body scanners are going in at courthouses all over the country. I wasn't even aware of this. It's been happening for a year and a half. That's one small area. Police all over the country are arresting people on the street that videotaped them even from 50 to 100 yards away when they're beating people or abusing people. And the media is saying this is good. Big Brother is going to videotape you everywhere and body scan you, but you're not going to videotape cops from your car if you see them beating somebody on the side of the road. They're going to come arrest you for wiretapping when clearly they don't have any reasonable expectation of privacy. That's their excuse to always videotape us. And the fact is they know it's criminal. They know it's unconstitutional. They know it's a violation of your First Amendment, of your rights. And it's just outrageous. But that is microscopic compared to the top news story today. And I'm not going to really cover this in the first and second hour. I'm going to spend at least 30 minutes on what COINTELPRO is, because this is one of the subjects that I mention and I talk about a bit, but I never detail properly. And we have so much evidence of it openly being admitted by the Pentagon, the FBI, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, private corporations. And we have the White House. We have the individual lined up to be the new czar of communications and information and regulatory affairs over the media, the internet, you name it, calling for crimes. And I can't, he published this. He isn't even ashamed of it. And we already know they're doing this to InfoWars, namely. We're the number one target. But this guy's got to get in trouble for this. Look, it's coming up. It's a big story up on PrisonPlanet.com. It just blows my mind. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Out of the gates, ladies and gentlemen, Judge Napolitano is our guest, Andrew Napolitano, who really doesn't need any introduction here, but I'll go ahead and give it. He's the Honorable Andrew P. Napolitano, of course, Fox News contributor, Fox News host, and I believe the best person on that popular channel. I believe he's the only real bona fide libertarian constitutionalist conservative, because I've never seen him engage in bait and switches or betrayals of Ron Paul or anybody else. I would love to get behind some of the other guys. I'm not going to attack them. I just want them to try to be more like Judge Napolitano. And
that's
why
he's working on it, Alex.
And, I mean, people know your bio, so I won't get into it. Freedom Watch on Fox as well. So much is going on. I want to move quick here with you today. Last week, you openly said that he could be indicted for this. It surprised me, even some of the MSNBC hosts, like Mr. Schultz, said that the White House is in deep trouble. Congress is subpoenaing AIG. Now we learn that they tucked into a bill, as you know, that much of this is secret till 2018, which, again, shows evidence of the attempted cover-up. You have Geithner and others trying to cover up the fact that they transferred money to themselves and, of course, to former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. This is huge.
You know, we don't exactly know what Geithner himself personally knew, but there's a couple of things that we do know, and I have read the emails that were released by Congressman Daryl Issa, who obtained them in his capacity as an American under the Freedom of Information Act. He didn't use any particular government authority to get them. And the emails are between and among lawyers for the New York Fed, lawyers for the Treasury Department, lawyers for AIG, and lawyers for J.P. Morgan Chase, which was the intermediary bank that the Fed was using through which to funnel its money. And basically, it is an instruction from the government to AIG, which was about to receive $185 billion, some from the government and some from the Federal Reserve, the largest single bailout in the history of by a government in the history of the world. And it was an instruction to AIG that in its applications for this money, it not list truthfully the identity of all of its creditors, and it especially not list its intention to pay some of those creditors 100 cents on the dollar. We now know that the principal creditor that the Fed lawyers wanted to keep from public awareness was Goldman Sachs. And, of course, at the time, the Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, was the recently retired chair of Goldman Sachs. We know now that AIG owed Goldman Sachs $13 billion, that it planned to pay 100 cents of the dollar, and that, in fact, it did. So, question, what did Tim Geithner know, and when did he know it? Well, he was the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York at the time his in-house lawyers were telling AIG to hide from the SEC the existence of the debt to Goldman Sachs. Now, a little bit of basic law. You go to buy a $100 savings bond, and you give the wrong zip code, no problem. But if you intentionally give the wrong address, you falsified a federal document and you can be prosecuted. Can you imagine what the law would say about falsifying a document, not for a $100 savings bond, but for a $185 billion bailout of taxpayer dollars? That is what is confronting Tim Geithner.
Now, clearly, he's the head of the New York Fed at the time, working right with his former boss, the former head of Goldman Sachs, who was the Treasury Secretary in the fall of and winter of 2008, Henry Paulson. And we have Paulson, we have Geithner, we have Bernanke, all in countless House and Senate Banking Committee meetings, repeating what's in the emails, saying we won't tell you who got the money. We won't tell you, telling Congress, who under the Constitution, as you know, but for some of the audience, has full control over the issuance of currency and credit and the banks. And so for him to now say, oh, as the head of the Fed, I had no idea what was going on with $185 billion payout to my own former company and to the current Treasury Secretary of 2008. I mean, this is asinine. Clearly, their policy is to keep this secret. And so if we get subpoenas or get those documents, we have the SEC issuing its own ruling, as you know, saying it's secret until 2018. Under the bailout provision, they supposedly have this unconstitutional power. So we have this giant fraud and criminality going on in plain view. But it's kind of like saying, can Napoleon, can Hitler, can King George III do wrong, or is this the divine right of kings, the new kings, the private bankers?
Well, we have almost created a princedom in the White House, obviously not starting with Barack Obama, starting with Abraham Lincoln, in which presidents just took on the law themselves and enacted taxes and imposed burdens and made decisions and slaughtered innocents to their own liking, and it's gotten worse and worse since then, usually during time of war. But
and now they just openly steal trillions in front of everyone. I mean, what's next, barbecuing children on the White House lawn?
Well, I don't know what will be next, but this particular president, much like his immediate predecessor, seems to recognize no natural law, American value, or constitutional restraint on anything he wants to do. Now, the time period that we are discussing, in which Geithner's lawyers at the Fed told the lawyers for the, or at the New York Fed, told the lawyers for AIG, don't tell anybody you're going to pay $13 billion to Goldman Sachs, the president was George W. Bush. I can't imagine, with his lack of intellectual curiosity, that he personally knew about this, but this happened in his administration. So Hank Paulson is someone that the government can also look at. But you put your finger on a very interesting point. When the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, Alex, says that this is secret until 2016, guess whose regulations were violated by the knowing and intentional decision not to list AIG as, not to list Goldman Sachs as a creditor of AIG.
SEC.
Exactly. Now, when you break the law, telling a judge or jury the government told me to do it is not a defense. In fact, most judges wouldn't even let you articulate that in the courtroom. But that is literally what happened here. We have the apparent makings of a grand conspiracy in which government officials counseled the recipients of government largesse to lie about the nature and extent of the largesse and what was going to be done with it.
Now, Judge, isn't it an oxymoron to have Geithner and the rest of the crew who are in this revolving door sharing powers with each other in the private corporate banks and then in government clearly stating our official policy is who gets these trillions of dollars that have been served out, 180 plus billion to themselves? Their official policy before Congress in the last 2 years is that it's all secret. And then now they say, oh, my goodness, this is terrible. We don't know who did this. We're not involved in these emails making it secret. I mean, that right there, when they have articulated that their policy is to make it secret and then to now say that it just insults rational thought. Clearly, they're engaged in a cover-up, and the SEC is clearly involved. I mean, here's Kurt Nemo's Infowars.com headline from yesterday. SEC engages in conspiracy with AIG to hide bailout evidence. We've got a top judge here saying that that's exactly what he thinks is going on. Where do we go from here where they're just, I mean, the emperor has no clothes. This is a joke.
Well, we go to places like your show, because of your zeal and your courage and your fearlessness in exposing this, much as you exercise the same zeal and courage and fearlessness in the previous administration. And we have to educate people. But Alex, I feel it resonating now. In when Bush was doing these things, I frequently felt that my words and sometimes yours were falling on deaf ears, other than those who, before all this happened, had an appreciation for human liberty and limited government and the primacy of the individual. But I see that as a prairie fire spreading around the country now. I mean, just think of it. The Democrats in Massachusetts are within a weekend of losing a seat that they claimed was the personal property of the Kennedy family to a Republican. He's not your kind of Republican or my kind of Republican.
But there's a mass exodus. The Democratic Party is imploding because Bush, we thought Bush was bad because he tripled government. Obama, as you know, officially spent more money than all presidents before him combined back to George Washington.
And he hasn't even been in a year in office a year. You're right. You're right. And I think that the Democrats know that they will soon lose their filibuster-proof Senate, and they may actually lose the House altogether in November. So they know that if they want to do what FDR did to us in 12 years, they only have 10 months left in which to do it. And the next 10 months will be a mad dash to see how much unconstitutional legislation that regulates private human behavior they can weave into federal law. But they are beginning to feel the blowback already. Prediction. If this young man, moderate Republican that he is, wins and gets Ted Kennedy's seat, you will begin to see moderate Democrats, the so-called blue dog Democrats, even a couple of them in the Senate that voted for the monstrous health care bill, begin to defect because they will fear for their own jobs.
And well, they're already starting to jump ship.
Well, I don't know who has jumped ship yet from the Democrats. I'd love to hear it.
Well, at the state level, we're seeing all sorts of state senators and legislative people. We've seen what in the House, one Democrat say they're shifting
right
over to...
Right. By the way, I learned this morning that the most liberal member of the House of Representatives, Bob Wexler from Florida, resigned. And there's no mechanism to replace him in time for the vote on the health care. Now, health care in the House passed by 3 votes. So Mrs. Pelosi now has 2 votes. With which to play. That's the extent of her cushion.
Wow, that is huge news. And so to be clear, when Senator Dodd says that it's hanging by a thread in conference committee, the government grab of health care, it really is hanging by a thread.
Oh, it absolutely is. There's a congressman whose name is escaping me, a member of the African-American leadership in the House, a Democrat from Missouri, was once the mayor of Kansas City, who said this morning that it truly is in danger. He predicts eventually something will pass, but he doesn't think it'll be either the House version or the Senate version. Here's a member of the Democratic leadership who predicted they'd go back to square one. Why? Because they did it behind the scenes, because they didn't care about natural rights, they didn't care about the free market, they didn't care about American values, they didn't care about the Constitution, and they're trying to shove it down our throats.
And I think the biggest issue here is liberals finally read the bill and found out, wait, we're not getting a free lunch. They raise our taxes and cut our goodies. This is a big bailout to insurance companies.
Oh, absolutely. And I am delighted to hear the liberals scream that they and their states will be paying more money because Nebraska doesn't have to pay for Medicaid and Medicare. The liberals, and some conservatives have done this too, have been bribing their own members of Congress for generations in order to secure their votes. But when they are not the recipient of the bribe, but the payer of it, oh, how you can hear them squeal.
Judge, I want to get you up for a full hour in the near future to talk about your latest book, all the work you're doing, because you really are trailblazing at Fox News, and I see them more and more aligning themselves with you and your constitutionalist view. But in the 6-7 minutes we've got left, moving quickly, specifically with your constitutional law background, a constitutional law lawyer and judge, specifically, if you could call the shots right now, how do we force Bankstergate out into the open? I mean, it's already blowing up in their face. How do we ensure that we mortally wound the private Federal Reserve banking cartel and reveal to the world that this is a unconstitutional, larcenous enterprise? Because this patina, this cloak of invincibility has now fallen away from them. Your take on that?
Well, there's a couple of things going on, and they're both positive in our direction. There is litigation making its way through the courts, which in my view will grant to Bloomberg News and to Fox News, under the Freedom of Information Act, documents that the Federal Reserve has been fighting aggressively to keep secret with respect to TARP. Now, we may not get these documents until after the election of 2010, but once we do get them, it'll be a treasure trove. There is also legislation making its way through Congress, which is Congressman Ron Paul's legislation to audit the Fed. Now, unfortunately, it has been attached to other legislation which is utterly hateful to those of us who believe in the free market and limited government. But by attaching it to that legislation, the president cannot veto it because he desperately wants the other legislation with it. It's a sleeper. If it becomes law and if there is a true audit of the Fed, as it does call for, it will expose this monster from Jekyll Island for all of the horrific things it's done. The secret foreign policy that it runs, the monsters that it's been bailing out, the people that have been making money, the inflation, the secret tax that it's imposed on all of us. We will finally have in front of the American people in black and white the who, what, when, where, and how that they did this to us.
So the momentum is shifting in the direction of liberty. Everybody can feel it. You are seeing it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but you know, it's an odd momentum. I'll give you an example. The chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, the bombastic and colorful Barney Frank, a quintessential liberal Democrat who believes in Soviet-style central planning, is now a co-sponsor of Ron Paul's audit the Fed. So at the same time he will help that part of the bill to pass, the audit the Fed, he will also usher through more power to the Fed to regulate the economy. So in some narrow ways, I see blossoms of liberty in the land, but in other ways, I see the most heavy-handed government we have ever known, and it's almost a question of holding our breath until the Democrats lose the filibuster-proof majority in the Senate and perhaps the majority in the House just 10 months from now.
And the bigger question is, will we see a repeat of Gingrich, the establishment globalist, coming in, taking control of the new Republicans, and making sure they don't deliver to the people. Because if Republicans actually delivered liberty and freedom, they would be in power for 50 years. We'd save the country. But no, they're going to want to launch more wars. They're going to want to make money off the naked body scanners like Chertoff. They're going to want to, and if Republicans, as they get into power in the next 3 years, in the next two elections, if they don't deliver on liberty, what comes next?
Well, I don't know what will come next. But when in the 6 years that the Republicans controlled the White House and the Congress, which would be Bush's first, George W. Bush's first term and the first 2 years of his second term, I think there was less fidelity to the Constitution than at any time in our history since the presidency of Abraham Lincoln. The Republicans have no monopoly whatsoever on fidelity to natural law, free market, and the Constitution.
So we've got to hold their feet to the fire.
Big government versus the Democrat version of big government.
So we've got to hold their feet to the fire and really vet these Republicans.
Absolutely, we do. And I see this third party movement coming, whether you call it Tea Parties or whatever you want to call it. I see independents, Republicans, and Democrats coming together in droves to kick out the incumbents, no matter which party they're in.
Exactly. This is a real revolution, a restoration of the Constitution. The people are rediscovering liberty, and the system is not going to be able to scam the people much longer. In closing, Judge, I brought this up to you when you first got on during the break. SEC, of course, the whole conspiracy there, we've covered that. But Obama Information Czar outlined plan for the government to infiltrate and provocateur conspiracy groups. And we also have Obama's TSA nominee says they want, in a video, they want to target anti-government Christians as the main threat. This repeats what we saw in the MIAC and Homeland Security report, saying returning vets, gun owners are what the Homeland Security's really been set up for. Judge, we now have the individual that this Harvard professor, Cass Sunstein, that they're trying to put in over this, wrote a public Harvard paper a year and a half ago calling for provocateuring violence in conservative groups so the government can shut us down. This is illegal.
Well, of course it's illegal. Let me get this straight. The government, which has taken oath to uphold the law, is going to try and provoke people to break the law, people that it disagrees with politically, so that it can destroy their organizations and lock up their leaders. Does this sound like Europe in 1939? All over again.
By the way, he says that. He says word for word so we can destroy their organizations. He actually says that.
Well, I didn't even know he said that. I was going by the summary that you gave me. I think that this needs, and it's a job you're doing, and I will do, needs to be proclaimed from the rooftops. People need to know what's coming. They also need to remember that the tools that the government has to visit this harm upon us came about in the Bush administration. The Patriot Act and other companion legislation, which went through Congress with next to no debate and with very few members of Congress reading it, gave the Obama administration the tools to invade our privacy and wreck our Constitution.
Judge, what's scary to me is that he would write a 30-page white paper published by Harvard. He's not even hiding this.
It does. Well, it shows you their chutzpah. And it shows you the self-confidence with which they operate, and it shows you the I'll use your phrase, info wars that we're going to be battling in the next 10 months. Now, we may be battling them longer. I think that the Republicans will gain enough strength to stifle the Democrats after November. I think the real battle will be in the next 10 months. If I'm wrong, the real battle will be for the next 3 years. Until.
So it's like the Alamo. We've got to hold them here while reinforcements get there.
There you go.
Judge, I really want to thank you for spending time with us. Fire out websites, your new book, any other info for the listeners.
My next book is called Lies the Government Told You, Myth, Power, and Deception in American History. It comes out the first week in March. JudgeKnapp.com or FreedomWatch at FoxNews.com for all my video on demand. Ron Paul is on with us once or twice a week. My pleasure, Alex.
Judge, again, I want to commend you for all the work you're doing, and I appreciate you always telling the truth, always being a pure constitutionalist, and we're really blessed to have you. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thanks, Alex. Always a pleasure.
All right, there goes Judge Andrew Napolitano. And again, he knew about the TSA nominee head saying go after Christians and gun owners. He didn't know about this new guy. But this is actually, the liberals are attacking Obama for this COINTELPRO operative. I found out about this from liberals.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Was a highwayman along the coach roads I did ride.
We've got to hold them here for 10 months.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Their government takeover of health care is on the verge of imploding.
The young maid lost her baubles.
Copenhagen went down in flames.
Many a soldier.
Their plan for blanket amnesty shot down.
The bastards hung me in the
multiple congressmen every day are coming out against the naked body scanners.
Still alive.
Mass protests are erupting in the United States and Europe against the systems.
I was a sailor.
The people are awakening.
I was born upon the tide.
Every mainstream news article I see that has comments, liberal sites, conservative sites, mainstream news sites, the majority of the comments are, we want to defeat the New World Order. We know this is a government scam. We know both parties are controlled. Arrest the bankers. We have done our work well, but we are fighting trillions of dollars in institutional power, but it's no longer uphill. We are now on top of the mountain struggling with the Leviathan, our hands gripped in the enemy's hands, wrestling for the spirit of humanity. We need your full exertion now, ladies and gentlemen. in the fight against big government. It is through big government that all of this tyranny is visited upon us. Big government is the mechanism through which global offshore corporations carry out their criminal operations. They're looting, they're robbing, they're dumbing down, they're dehumanization. They're turning populations against each other. Coming up in the third hour, I am going to detail Harvard University Law School Public Law Legal Theory Research Paper Series and University of Chicago Law School Law and Economics Research Paper Series called Conspiracy Theories by Cass R. Sunstein. This is unbelievable. Now, as I read this last night and this morning, the 30 pages of it, it was everything I had said word for word on this radio show because I have experienced it. I have gone through it. They say nothing teaches like experience. And being attacked by this for 14 years at point blank range, believe me, I learned how they operate. I didn't need to read their white papers. Now, in 1971, thousands of pages and several FBI manuals that they gave to state police around the country and also trained them to carry out. One of the worst states was Texas. It was outlawed in the late 1970s here. Secret groups of informants, provocateur groups, they go into liberal, they go into conservative, they go into mainline churches, mainline rotary clubs. They try to infiltrate the Masons, everything. Mainline pro-war, pro-government churches have agents of the government sitting in them. Mainline churches that really start real soup kitchens and actually start helping the community, they shut them down or create a scandal because they want society to collapse. And you read this, it's all about how to get us to fight with each other so the people never come together. Why do you think Hal Turner, FBI agent now confirmed in federal court, Hal Turner, FBI agent, one of the top Nazis in the United States for 20 years. I told you a decade ago that guy was working for the government. I mean, it sticks out like a sore thumb. I mean, it stands out like a black spot on the side of a white barn. I mean, you can't miss it, like a bullseye, like a matador's red cape. And who did he attack every day? Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. Alex Jones isn't for violence. Alex Jones works for the Jews. Alex Jones is bad. Alex Jones did this. Alex Jones did that. And what do all the other big white supremacist websites do? They try to radicalize the debate. They try to attach stuff that is very unpopular with the average American so that Chris Matthews and the rest of the gang can paint Ron Paul and myself and anybody else that has grassroots appeal with a constitutional message so they can demonize us. And what is Homeland Security set up for the American people? What do they admit in their own documents it's set up for? The American people, gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, people that want to audit the Fed. It's been declassified in mainstream news that the army watches me. That is an army engaged in treason. They hate my guts because I have survived more than 20 attempts to be set up. And he talks about in the paper, it doesn't matter if you survive the attempts to be set up. Then it forces you to isolate, to not expand the size of your organization, to not hire more people. They talk about that. And you know what? They've been successful in that. I have dealt with the infiltration, ladies and gentlemen. I have experienced it. I literally live in a spy movie every single day. I know how real the New World Order is. And this is going on in the Obama administration. It went on under Bush. It went on under Clinton. It's been going on for over 100 years in this nation. In the 1920s, Wall Street was in trouble. The people knew they were engaged in fraud and speculation that would destroy the economy with the upcoming Depression. So Wall Street bombed itself in that famous bombing that killed masses of people. In fact, I forget the actual number. Will you guys search from an encyclopedia, the Wall Street bombing? That's what it's known as. A whole trailer full of explosives. Came out. They did that. Wall Street bombed itself. To be the victim. To play the victim. And I've learned COINTELPRO's tricks. 38 killed, 400 injured. And was that in 1921? Going from memory here. December 16th, 1920? September. Okay, I can barely hear you on that mic. September 16th, 1920. Okay. In fact, print that off for me then since I mentioned it. Thank you. Now, how do you even cover something like this? You know, I have a limited staff of people I can trust, a limited group of writers who I quietly watched for years and years doing their own work, and I could analyze and tell that they weren't infiltrators. And they can't write everything. They don't have time to do everything. But I've told Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Kurt Nimmo, Aaron Dykes, I'm tied down doing radio, making films, managing things here at the office. I've told them we need to track these people because they're so bold when they comment on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, on YouTube, that a lot of times they'll even have their handle going back to their own page, or you can search their handle, and you will see them in military garb bragging how they're psyops operators attacking the American people. Or you'll find out they're with big government-funded tax-free foundations openly bragging. And on Wikipedia, they have a group of editors who are allowed to do whatever they want, who even give each other awards and medals, online medals. And they have their own separate message boards bragging about all they do for the government. They don't even care. They're out in the open. And they know that even the fact that they get exposed is a victory because then that makes everyone not trust everybody else. But let me tell you how you tell these people. Generally, the slicker operators will surface for a year, do legitimate news work, and then suddenly after a year of building street cred will start attacking everyone around them. That's a big way to do it, to be able to identify them. And they will constantly call into question any leaders who are real, Ron Paul, myself, and many others. What's Ron Paul do? He covers issues. He covers facts. He brings the people together. He exposes collectivism. He exposes big government. What do I do? The same thing. I teach you, you have power. I teach you that you're good. You know you're a real person, a good person. Then you need to be a leader. I teach you that we are the majority, but we haven't learned that yet because of the propaganda program. They make us feel like we're isolated and all by ourselves. I show you that we can have victories. I shatter the left-right paradigm. I don't try to make the debate about one group. In confirmed government operations, what does the government try to do? They try to factionalize, divide and conquer. All government COINTEL programs try to either divide you on left or right, black or white, or they try to divide you along cults, the Jew-hating cult, the Catholic-hating cult, obviously the Catholic Church, obviously Israel, obviously every other major institution is New World Order now. That's a foregone conclusion. But they want to make it only about it being one group. That way, it isolates debate to only one group when this corruption is a system and is pandemic and systemic throughout the entire operation. Because when you finally shatter that, you can't play the left off against the right. You can't scare yuppies away from getting politically involved because they'll put the Jew hater label on you. And then you beat the New World Order. And we know they have caught, and it has come out over and over and over again, that white supremacist leaders, hundreds of examples in Europe, in England, in the U.S., in Canada, the people leading the groups in Canada particularly and getting people to do illegal things always end up working for the police. They don't go out and infiltrate groups. They go out and create them. But here's the good news I want to telegraph to everybody. Here's the good news. It's over. They're done. It's going to be a horribly painful, drawn-out, bloodletting process of capital and of treasure and of physical blood and of pain. But no pain, no gain. What do they say? Pain is weakness leaving the body. And it is going to be painful and a long road, but the momentum has fundamentally shifted. The globalists could stage nuke attacks. They could release bioweapons. They could do almost anything. They could start new wars. Nothing is going to reverse their implosion. And it may take a decade. It may even be sooner. You see, they're experts at creating the narrative, the storyline. And then everybody just kind of buys into whatever the official storyline is, and then you're always debating, well, is this storyline accurate? They love to define things, put things within a rigid grid, parameters. All we're saying is, think for yourself, get outside the box. Big government delivers anguish and tyranny and collapsed societies. We know this big government is run by a bunch of eugenicist control freaks. Let me tell you, you go to the Catholic Church, you go to the Zionist organizations, you go to the big Protestant leadership groups, you go to any African leadership, all of them are part of this group. They are all occultist, eugenicist, world population reduction people. It doesn't matter who they are. The Saudi Arabian leadership, the Japanese leadership, I have identified what they really think, what they really believe, who they really are. And what they are is a guild of psychopaths. Did the Catholic Church, did the Protestants, did the Jews, did they make the Aztecs sacrifice more than 10,000 people a year? No. That was evil, psychopathic guilds that got control of a society. But see, if the establishment can make the debate by people that are angry and awake to only be about one group or another group and then have everybody fight with each other over what group really runs everything, and then the whole debate becomes about that instead of going out and educating and waking new people up to, hey, we're in trouble. Hey, cut off the blood supply to government. No matter who's really running it, all of us are in trouble. And see, when they persecute one group, they then get the people that are in that group to then serve the system believing they're being attacked by the general population, by the populist movement. How do you stop a true populist constitutional movement? You go in and you divide and conquer. It's so elementary. And you read this 30-page, 29-page to be precise, you read this 29-page Harvard University Law School, University of Chicago Law School paper by Cass R. Sunstein, and it is just off the charts incredible because it's all admitted here. And they just publish it right out in the open. They think so little of you. They think you're so busy infighting with each other that they can just come right out in the open. And this is the man who has been tapped to be the czar of the Information and Regulatory Affairs Office. Obama Information Czar outlined plan for government to infiltrate conspiracy groups. And that's a Paul Watson article, and he does call the paper conspiracy theories, but that's just a way of labeling. If you don't think the moon's made of cheese, he calls you a conspiracy theorist. But it's conservatives, it's libertarians, it's people that think the government killed JFK, 90% of Americans. It's people that don't believe global warming is man-made. It's basically everybody, conservatives, you name it. And he says, we go in, and we try to get them to engage in violence. That will run off most of the pacifist people, the most threatening to us. And that'll allow us to go in with the government and break up and arrest the rest of them. He says the government is so discredited that if the government attacks these groups, they only gain credibility. We have to pose as other alternative media people and go after the real leadership groups that are threatening us. And you know who that is. You're listening to him right now. And he describes everything I've talked about. Because I've been on the receiving end of this. I've been attacked by this. I've learned how it works. And I've read the Army manuals on COINTELPRO, how they break up countries and offshore operations. I've read much of the thousands of pages on FBI COINTELPRO declassified in the 70s. But this is a modern view on what they're currently doing. And it's illegal. But he doesn't care. He just openly says he's doing it.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
I hurt myself today.
Every single big establishment liberal website that I look at is calling Obama George W. Obama. That's the Village Voice headline. In the last 3 months, and I talked to a lot of these people, and I see them also citing the Obama deception and fall of the Republic. It was a devastating blow to them. And I will commend the left, even though I disagree with their collectivist views, on being quicker to stand up against Obama and to admit that they've been lied to and defrauded than Republicans did. It took Republicans 7 years to wake up to the fact that George W. Bush was a fraud and a liar. It's now come out that he knew Saddam didn't have WMDs, wanted to stage shoot down of our own aircraft to blame it on him. It's come out the White House was issuing fake terror alerts for political control and to give their buddies multi-billion-dollar security contracts. The same stuff's going on with Obama, and it's expanding. The people are waking up to the real government, the shadow national security continuity of government system. And that's my message to all the COINTELPRO people. You have failed miserably. Sure, you can focus on Infowars.com and in the comment sections and try to distract and divert people. But the fight's going on every message board, on every news article, on every site, everywhere I look. There's hundreds of millions of people worldwide that are totally awake now, and it doesn't matter if there's tens of thousands of Pentagon operatives and tens of thousands of private corporate people that have been hired. That's all admitted. It doesn't matter how many billions you spend. You cannot stop the people. You've desperately tried to get everyone fighting with each other instead of going after the Federal Reserve, going after the New World Order, realizing that this is the third Bush administration under Obama. You have failed. The more you lie, the more you twist, the more you spin, the more you, you ought to see these COINTELPRO people. They go on every one of our videos on YouTube and everywhere else and say, this isn't true. He's a liar. And then people go look it up for themselves and find out I'm telling the truth. It doesn't work. On the whole flu thing, they launched a huge COINTELPRO on me. Didn't work. Blew up in your face. Nothing they throw at us works. And they've now figured that out. And they are really trying to find out a way to bring me down. I want you to know that right now. Chris Matthews is going to be here Sunday. He's coming to Austin to see me. What does that tell you? I have got the eye of Sauron looking right at me, ladies and gentlemen, because we've got the ring and we're deep inside Mordor. And all of you, ladies and gentlemen, are deep inside Mordor. All of us together have got to carry this heavy burden up to the crack of doom, up to that fiery opening into the earth and drop it in together. We can't fight with each other. We are so close to bringing these people down. We are so close together. We are the mainstream. We are the patriots. We are like our founding fathers before us. We're not perfect, but we're pure of heart. We're trying to be good. We're trying to tell the truth. We're trying to stand up for what's right. And as the founder of the Texas Rangers said, a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right who keeps on a-coming. And I'm going to keep on a-coming and keep on a-coming and keep on a-coming. And they may cut me down, ladies and gentlemen. They may smash me flatter than a pancake. But all that does is water the Tree of Liberty. We'll be right back with the second hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. with continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products. You can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two of this worldwide broadcast. Coming up in 30 minutes, we're going to have a 30-minute visit on Bankstergate, Bankergate. And as bad as the Haiti disaster is, pray for them, send them money, give to multiple charities, smaller the charity, the better, charities that have been in country for years. I wouldn't give to the big mega charities. They've been caught over and over again keeping the money for themselves, or the vast majority of it. And in the coming days, we're going to have some more guests on who are talking about good ways to try to support and help the folks in Haiti. And later in the last hour, I will play Pat Robertson on his whole thing about Haiti making a deal with the devil and now being punished. And I want to play what the Haitian ambassador said about that. He said, well, if the devil blessed us, he blessed you. Very bizarre. Didn't even deny it. I don't like Pat Robertson. He's a big globalist. And said that Obama couldn't be stopped. And Obama was just going to bring socialism. And it was of the Lord. But on the subject of Haiti, if you actually look at the history, that's the legend that the slave uprising was by like a voodoo chief and that they did make that deal. I just think the ambassador's response was, well, that's what made the French fall in this hemisphere. And so that's why you were able to get the Louisiana Purchase. And so I guess you were blessed by the devil as well. Very bizarre. Haiti really is one of the most hellish countries on earth. And if you do divide the island of Hispaniola, you've got the Dominican Republic to the east, to the west, you have Haiti. It's divided right down the middle. Completely deforested. I mean, the forest is just amazing deforestation, just amazing corruption. It's like Mexico, but worse. And America's going to end up just like Haiti. When you have a culture of corruption, everything falls apart, and you've got armored citadels or redoubts or keeps, castles, with super rich men perched on top giant sprawling slums. And that's how they like it. And that's what Maury Strong and David Rockefeller and David Rothschild want for you and your family. And so I will comment on Haiti and the unbelievable devastation. At least 100,000 dead. That's been reported all over the news the last day and a half. Some are saying as many as 500,000 dead. We will talk about that. But we can try to give them money and pray for them and help them. But other than that, we got to focus on the healthcare takeover by the globalist here so that they can put their corrupt fingers into a bigger pie. We've got to focus on the COINTELPRO operations of the government. It's being exposed more and more and more and more in the government's own documents and their own admissions. They're not even hiding this anymore. And I want to put out a major warning to all activists. I want to break down the latest developments on COINTELPRO in the next hour and then warn you about the tricks and how you can identify it. I ought to write a white paper or something. I don't think anybody out there has had more experience with this than I have in 14 years. I mean, it's been rough. Let me tell you, sometimes I'm real tired, and sometimes I'm having trouble working 14, 15, 16 hours a day, and then they hit us with an operation, and I just realize how evil they are and how life and death this is, and it just gives me energy. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And God's really blessed me and my family. And I've tried to be a good steward of our operation and what we do here. And it's just so sick to read him laughing in these white papers. The new White House czar of information and regulatory affairs, about how no one can form a political group on the left or right that actually challenges the system, because they infiltrate them, and then we're forced to shut down or make our operations smaller just to protect ourselves from enemy infiltration. It's sabotage, ladies and gentlemen.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be simulcasting the third and fourth hour today live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I have giant stacks of incredibly important news. Google to end censorship in China over cyber attacks. London Guardian. Google admits they've been helping China run the censoring systems for years. And then yuppies and COINTELPRO always run around denying that. But the same censoring systems have been tested here in the U.S. and the White House and others through the cybersecurity system they're setting up with the NSA. Want to implement this here in the United States. Also, another big censorship article, Boston Globe, police fight cell phone recordings. Witnesses taking audio of officers' arrest, charged with illegal surveillance. All over the country, people who even have cameras on their own businesses that happen to catch cops beating people up or planting drugs on them, the police come arrest them for illegal wiretapping. People that videotape down the street, cops beating somebody up, they get arrested. Clearly illegal to do that. clearly not wiretapping. You have no perception and no expectation of privacy when you're on the highway or the street. And the police will tell you that all day when they're videotaping you. But when you videotape them, they're coming after you. And they know it's fraud. They know it's official oppression. It's so criminal. You cram a camera down our throats. You illegally wiretap and scan the web and do everything else you're up to and read our emails. That's all illegal. But then you tell us we can't videotape you. I can't tell you how many times around the country I've had cops march up, sometimes from 100 yards away. Security guards from a half mile away in Kansas City last year with my camera guys saying, you can't videotape in our city. Get out of here or I'm arresting you. Wiretapping. People need to sue these officers. They need to get in trouble. The problem is the higher ups are telling them to do it. They're arresting people that record police stops. When they tell the officer, I'm recording you, they go, really? I'm going to arrest you for wiretapping. You pull somebody over in their car, there is no doubt in law it is their absolute right to record everything you're doing. Just like police have the right to record what you're doing when they pull you over or when they walk up to you. I mean, all over the world, they're mounting on police men's ears, you know, just like the little earpiece you use when you have a cell phone, similar little camera systems, they're deploying them. And it's the same thing. There's no expectation of privacy in public. You guys make me sick. I don't hate the police. I hate the fact that you're so ignorant and you're so willing to violate the law. It's just mass fraud. It's mass racketeering. And then I've got articles, I mean, every week or two where I live, I hear about Austin police engaged in all forms of crimes you can imagine. And this one officer has been arrested twice. He's in the South Austin area where I live, running around. He's a sergeant, bombed out of his mind. When the cops arrested him earlier this week, he had 30-plus cans of inhalants, passed out. A month ago, they arrested him in uniform with a gun in his truck in a parking lot in Kyle, far South Austin, small town south of us, partially passed out. We have the squad car video. We're posting it up on Infowars.com. And they didn't even give him a DWI. His car is running with a whole bunch of cans that he's just huffed. And he's a commander. He's a sergeant. And he wasn't relieved of command when he got caught last time. It's a sick joke. My point is that government always gets corrupt people in it. And then they recruit more corrupt people. And then once it gets to a certain point where they get most of the leadership positions and start moving in more of their people, they have a word for it. It starts with the letter T for tyranny. And it has taken over 99% of countries and empires in history. And we know how it ends. We know this movie. We've seen it before. And the police in more and more areas of the country are turning into complete predatory nut jobs. There was a case a few years ago in Austin where this husband and wife group of cops go in. The guy behind the counters at this cop bar said, look, you've had enough. And they said, I told you, give me more. They get drunk, go flying off the road on their motorcycle, get killed, and the cops run in and arrest the bar owner. They're nuts. They're crazy. I've had Austin cops march up to me over and over again over the years and say, turn your camera off. When I'm at a demonstration telling me I can't have a camera, and I tell them, go ahead and arrest me, but I'm going to sue you. You may beat the rap, you're not going to beat the ride. You think I like challenging some roided up person with a gun? You think it's part of being macho? No, I've got to defend the First Amendment that George Washington fought for, boy. You think I like this? You think I like having to face you people down on a routine basis? You're out of control. You're in the wrong. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. What happens is I read news all night and all morning, and then I have giant stacks of it, and I can't even read it or focus on it on air because it's just insane. And it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And I have to watch foreign banks stealing trillions of dollars in front of me, open crime, and no one gets in trouble. All right. Oh, I'm going to shut up. I want to go for the next 6 minutes to Steve Schenck. I want to go to Steve Schenck of eFoodsDirect.com, a sponsor that visits with us at least once a month, because I believe firmly in everyone being self-sufficient. And in these insane times that are clearly only going to get worse, I have storable foods. I bought them a bunch of places and didn't like them. This is the place I get them without the MSG or the GMO, high quality and the lowest price out there and the biggest selection. They even have pre-made stuff that's excellent. This is 21st century storable food. And it's a lot less expensive than the cruddy stuff, the MREs people are selling them that are 10 years old. This is fresh and new food. Steve, good to have you on with us.
Hey, good to be aboard, Alex. I, you know, one of the things that bothers me, I know you have a tremendous amount of listeners that wouldn't miss one of your programs that agree with you tremendously. And this last little spot that I wrote and you're going to be recording here fairly soon points out something that just bothers the daylights out of me. The work that you do deserves to have people act on it. And one of the things that I'd like to point out to your listeners is you don't do this just to scare people. The reason that you're giving out this information like you just did on the policeman and like you did on this global warming absolute fiasco is that you're trying to get them aware of what's going on so that they can act on their own behalf and get ready for what all of this means. And you and I've talked time and time again about the fact that if they can provide for their own, if they can have food in that's good and tasty and nutritious, that they never have to stand in a bread line. And that bread line, as you know from every other country that's gone totalitarian, like you're pointing out that this country is going, that bread line means if you don't want to give up your guns and you have to stand in a bread line, partner, you better have your own food, because if you got your own bread, you never have to stand in that bread line. That's the point you're making. The reason that you're pointing all this stuff out, a lot of people, you know, look at you and look at me, and I get emails once in a great while saying you're just trying to scare people. The objective is not to scare you, folks. The objective is to tell you what's going on so that you can act on your own behalf.
It's simple. Steve, we sell and promote what we believe in. Gold, guns, food. It's simple. And the COINTELPRO doesn't want people getting together. They don't want us working together. They don't want us becoming self-sufficient. Authoritarian systems bankrupt societies to get people dependent. That's their own admissions.
Well, and when they pointed out the fact that first of all, when they had the bailout, all of a sudden all of the loans to farmers to buy fuel and to plant seed went down the toilet, along with the companies that buy their food weren't able to get loans to buy the food from the farmers that had it. And if that doesn't affect your food, it's unbelievable. But the bailout literally is affecting food in the company, in the country. And at this point, all of the stuff that's happening, this global warming fraud that you finally absolutely proved is one of the things that Mr. Obama pointed out, that the farmers are one of the biggest contributors to this greenhouse gas, and they're trying to shut down the electrical plants for the same reason, and they're going after the farmers on cow farts. I mean, it's absolutely absurd.
Look at Australia, just grabbed almost all of the farmland, saying you just can't use your own land that you own. They're trying to push that in Canada and the U.S. I mean, they want us dependent. They want us bankrupted, period.
And the one thing that families can do, writing your congressman, give me a break. I got to laugh about that one. But the fact is, the one thing that families can do, whether they believe in guns or not, the fact is, if a family realizes what you're telling them every single time you broadcast, The thing that they can do on their own behalf is be able to provide for their own. Take every cent that they've got and put it into food. If you don't want to work with eFoods Direct, for crying out loud, go find something else, but make sure they're not a crooked bunch of idiots. But the fact is, you got to get food. Because
well, Steve, stay there. I want to tell people about your... Steve, we got a break. I want to come back briefly and tell folks about your new expanded, already prepared meals and give people the number and website, eFoodsDirect.com. That's letter E, FoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 14, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $11,3760. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11,6851, $5,8426 for a half ounce, or $2,9213 for the quarter ounce. That's $11,6851, $5,8426, and $2,9213.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Federal agents!
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long-term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Okay, coming up. big news blitz going into the third hour when I'm going to break down government documents where they admit the type of activities they're engaged in, trying to stir the American people up and trying to divide and conquer the nation. Just incredible information. But going back to Steve Shank of eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, Steve, you've always had great quality, non-hybrid, non-GMO food. But now you've got an entirely new food line of prepared meals. Briefly tell folks about that.
Well, what this is as a result of dealing with this for a lot of years, we needed some healthy food and stuff that tasted really good. And we find that people just don't cook like they used to from the basics. And these meals are put together. They're ready to go. They're really quick. They're really easy. As we look at what's happening, Alex, with emergencies and what could happen in the future with the upheavals that we've got civilly, people need something that is ready to go. They don't have a lot of time for preparation, and 10 minutes of eating needs to restore their energy and their strength. What we've put together is something that we're offering right now through your show. It's called a two-week responder. It's got two full weeks of meals, and these aren't pansy meals. These are probably more food than the average person can eat in a day, but it's 2 weeks of meals in a really quick grab-and-go tote that's heavy-duty plastic. They can throw that in the back of their car. They can go disappear. Every single person on the planet needs one of these, whether they've got a five-year supply right now or not. Every person needs one of these things, and we've priced it out at $129.95, which is absolutely ridiculous for good food. But these foods, if you try them and eat them, these people are eating these every day, Alex, because they're better than grocery store stuff that you fix yourself.
And you're not paying for all the advertising. You're not paying for all the middlemen. This is factory direct. You guys are actually producing this high-quality food yourselves, as you've done for many decades. The toll-free number to call eFoods Direct is 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Check out the new website. It was always a great website, but it's really a dynamic website with video, audio, so much more. Check it out, eFoodsDirect.com. And listen, folks, old-timers knew to store food. We've just been conditioned to be completely dependent on the system with, 30, 40 hours of food at the grocery stores. Now is the time to start getting self-sufficient, and the best place to do it is eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. Steve, thanks for coming on with us.
Take care, Alex.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen, and it's those type of sponsors that also make this radio broadcast possible. We're very, very thankful for them. I really am at information overload point. I really am. I want to come back briefly and just go over the seven stacks of news, just briefly mentioning the headlines. And then I want to take some phone calls before the third hour starts when I'm going to get into COINTELPRO. And I almost shrink from it, the mental focus it'll take to properly cover all the facets, because as soon as I open my mind up to the reservoirs of knowledge and research I've done on these government programs to attack and divide the people, to confound the people, there's just so much. It's like trying to force Lake Superior through a straw, but we're going to attempt to do that when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv and simulcast the radio show via video as well. But I want to give the phone number out right now on any issue you wish to discuss, what's happening in Haiti, this new COINTELPRO document that the government put out publicly. They're not even hiding it. On some of the other issues I've mentioned, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. I just can't believe it. I mean, they are really getting some nasty people in place. And we know this has been going on for a long time, but now to have it out in the open, what does that say about the arrogance of these people? Obama information czar outlined plan for government to infiltrate conspiracy groups. And it should have, and provocateur them into violence. That's what this is calling for. It's just amazing. Sunstein called for COINTELPRO-style effort to silence truth using army of hired provocateurs. And this great article Paul Watson's written goes through it all. And then that dovetails with this other article that I have. Obama TSA nominee targets anti-government Christians. It's all set up for the American people, not for the foreigners.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Let me blitz through headlines. Drumbeat to boot Geithner gets louder on eve of hearings on disastrous economic crash. Alternet. We don't want to boot Geithner. We want him and others arrested. We want all the rest of the secret documents about how they stole the money released. Here's the great economy the media has been telling you about. December retail sales drop to record level. They plunged by record amount. That's the headline AP. Here's another AP headline. Record year for foreclosures as unemployment rises. But the banks are making record profits, so they tell you the economy's great. Dollar crisis looms if U.S. doesn't curb debt, experts say. CNBC. What do the expert bankers like Robert Rubin say, who engineered the fraud? Pass a bunch of new taxes to pay them more of our money. Don't cut government. Expand government. That's how you cut deficits. Taxing people who are already going bankrupt. Hire more cops. Run more checkpoints. More fees, more fines. Run them into submission. Slavery. Wall Street Journal. U.S. trade deficit grows as imports climb. Monsanto's GMO corn linked to organ failure. Study reveals. Study reveals. Huffington Post. Isn't that great? Enjoy more. Wonder why everybody's getting sick around you while the honeybees are dying? U.S. wants to turn Yemen into another Afghanistan. L.A. Times. The fight against full-body scanners at airports. We don't need to look at naked eight-year-olds and grandmothers to secure airplanes, says lawmaker. The TSA is adding machines to screen more passengers, much to the chagrin of privacy advocates. More congressmen coming out against it. Nobel Peace Prize winner Obama demands record war chest, second year in a row. National Post of Canada reports attempts to create markets for tradable CO2 are shaping up to be the next oil for food fraud. One of the biggest papers in Canada saying it's all a fraud. That paper had been pro-fake environmentalism. I was talking to one of my guys, and he said he was at a drugstore and heard people talking about global warming being a fraud. I mean, it's just everywhere. U.S., again, ladies and gentlemen, is in the grips of these globalists, but it's starting to wake up. O'Reilly demands that the heckler of Bush Sr. be arrested, says free speech is bad in America. James Cameron, in the script, the original script for Avatar, confirming what we already knew, came out and said that he wanted to demonize redneck NRA supporters in the film. But, of course, he loves the warmonger Obama. Europeans snub vaccine and states cancel orders. Wall Street Journal, that fraud continuing to implode. With major governments admitting it was all a profit scam and that the vaccine's dangerous. Mainstream news. George W. Obama. And on the cover of the newspaper that ran this headline, The Village Voice, they have the image similar to the Obama deception, similar to our T-shirt that we put out right when he got elected, right after he got into office. The left's now waking up. The bellwether leftist website has an image of Obama's face peeling away to reveal George W. Bush. How about the face peels away to reveal David Rockefeller? That would be more accurate. But the left en masse right now waking up to the total fraud, the left-right paradigm shattering further. Haaretz out of Jerusalem saying, Iran, we had information Israel, U.S. intended to attack us. Iran received information days ago that Israeli and U.S. intelligence intended to carry out terrorist attacks in Tehran. The country's parliament speaker said on Wednesday, one day after the assassination of a university nuclear scientist. Another report from Infowars.com. Obama extends power over governors. As Kurt Nimmo wrote in his article, Obama expands federal power over the states with executive order. The order signed January 11, 2010, further diminishes the sovereignty of the United States and builds on a framework for possible martial law. The executive order was completely ignored by the corporate media. 10 governors are required to meet whenever called. What if they refuse? The abuse of power. We'll be covering that later in the broadcast. Some of the other stacks of news I have here. Police fight cell phone recordings. Witnesses taking audio of officers' arrest charged with illegal surveillance. Totally illegal what the police are doing, and they know it. There is no reasonable expectation of privacy on the streets, and they know it. This is happening nationwide as they try to persecute people that videotape them committing crimes, as Big Brother is turned against them. That is just some of what is coming up. I have four more stacks that I haven't even gotten into yet. And we will cover all of that in the last hour. I want to spend the whole next hour covering COINTELPRO. And if you don't know what COINTELPRO is, we're going to break it down. Okay, I promised to go to calls, and I'm going to go to them right now. Let's go to Chris in New York. No, Chris in Kentucky first. I have several Chris's. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
It's good talking to you. Listen, on the news, I got a couple things are going on around here. Just originally on a news report, how some teenagers were found in Haiti by using the GPS system. Immediately I knew here they go again. Now they're going to use a Big Brother system, how good it is when you're in trouble for anything. So put them in your cars, carry them on your cell phones, and just do it. You know,
oh, they're talking about making it the law that everyone has to carry basically a cell phone that the government issues because it could save people. And if it saves one life, you know, naked body scanners on the streets and in courthouses and in all the facilities and the airports, if it saves one person and, 152 deaths in France out of 61 million last year, or 2008. And so they may need to ban marriages outright because if you ban human activity, if there were no people, you know, if you ban shouting at each other, that might save one person. Think of this system. It's worse than guilty until proven innocent. It's just you're all prisoners. Then meanwhile, the government statistically abuses and kills more people than any other group in history. But, oh, they're the ones running it all because they care so much about us.
If you go to diginet.net, get that, and that's probably the best way to get so you can go to court. Secretly tape them. That's the only way you're going to do it. And we're not saying the police are bad or out here, but this system has corrupted them. And there's a lot of good ones out there. I know there are. And we got to reach those good ones and educate. And I'm not stopping. And I'm also going to be on my way out the door with more copies of the Fall of the Republic and the Obama deceptions because I found some former senators and congresspeople where they're going in their mailboxes, Alex. I'm getting active, and I'm fed up.
Well, I appreciate your call, Chris. And looking at my guest sheet today, I got something backwards when we had a guest on. So we're gonna continue with your calls in the next hour if you want to hold. If not, folks can hang up. I had looked at my sheet wrong here and noticed that we do have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former number two, head of policy, Department of Treasury, former Wall Street Journal editor, best-selling author, and frequent contributor here to this radio show. He also writes a syndicated column multiple times weekly for Creator Syndicate, and he's with us for the next 20 minutes. I wanted to get his expert take on little Timmy Geithner, Bankergate, and see if he agrees with Judge Napolitano and others that this could be an indictable offense, ordering the New York Fed that he headed in 2008, their lawyers ordering AIG not to reveal who was getting the money, namely his former boss at Goldman Sachs, who was currently Treasury Secretary at the time. And, of course, that is Henry Paulson. And now the Securities and Exchange Commission has declared that until 2018, these documents are secret. So this is just amazing. Dr. Roberts, thanks for coming on with us. Good to have you here. Bankergate, I mean, how deep does it go?
Well, Alex, I don't have any inside information on this. And what I know, I've learned from reading.
Thank Sir, can you talk right into your phone? We're having trouble hearing you.
Okay, let's see if I can push up the sound. How's that?
That is really good. But, I mean, you were the head of policy, the father of Reaganomics. You headed up policy at the Treasury. I mean, you know these rules.
Yes. Here's what may have happened. Let me briefly run through it without interruption, and then we can talk about
sure.
it. I think that what happened was AIG had a whole bunch of, Goldman Sachs had a lot of AIG risk, and it had taken various steps, and some of it was hedged with credit default swaps in which other banks had promised to reimburse Goldman Sachs if AIG defaulted or went under. Now, when the AIG risk were paid out 100 cents on the dollar, of course, the risks weren't that great. So there was no need to pay off the risk 100 cents on the dollar. when that happened, of course, Goldman Sachs did okay. But when Geithner announced the AIG bailout, he said publicly that the bailout would allow the government to liquidate AIG. So that made everybody think AIG was going to fail. So what that meant was the value of the credit default swaps that Goldman Sachs had from banks as protection against AIG risk, they skyrocketed. And so Goldman Sachs apparently sold them at some massive profit. And only Goldman Sachs knew that AIG wasn't going to fail. So it looks like it's a form of insider trading, of whether Geithner enabled it on purpose or just through not thinking. We don't know, but what it does show is that Goldman Sachs is out for every dime it can get. And I would imagine we're not going to find out about it any more than we've been able to find out about anything else, because we don't control the government. You know who controls the government: the banksters, the military security complex, APEC, the insurance industry, not Congress, not us. So we're unlikely to find out, and I doubt anything will happen as a consequence. So that's my take.
But that's the problem here, is that we've got Geithner, who was heading up the New York Fed. For those that don't know, that really sets the policy for the holding company, known as the Federal Reserve. And then he's got his former boss over at Treasury, Paulson, who said he got a waiver from Treasury, from himself, to give himself personal bailout money. And we have Geithner, we have all of them before Congress, saying over and over again, of course, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke saying, I won't tell you where the $500 billion, just one portion of this money, went. And so that's clearly their policy, is to keep it secret who gets the bailout money, who gets the free ride, who gets to loot people. And so then to have Geithner, who was the head of the New York Fed, and they admit the New York Fed lawyers instructed AIG to keep it secret, to say that Geithner wasn't setting the policy, that's like saying Al Capone wasn't involved in whiskey running in Chicago in 1924. I mean, it's like saying Hitler had no knowledge of what was happening in the Nazi Party.
Well, Alex, I hate to say this, but as far as we know, the whole bailout was a scam. Because, you know, immediately following the bailout, all the firms that were supposed to be threatened and were going to bring down the world financial system, they're all paying out six and seven figure bonuses to every member, to every employee. So the whole thing may have been a scam, just like weapons of mass destruction, Iranian nukes, or any of these fabricated domestic terrorist bomb plots. The whole thing may have been a scam. And Congress, stupidly, gave them the money without any controls. So what do you think Congress can do about it? They can't do anything, even if they were inclined, because they're also, their election funds, their campaign funds, are dependent on the banksters. So the banks own them, along with the military security complex, APEC, the members of the government are owned. They're not independent. They don't represent us. And you can't expect that they're going to act against the people that own them. In effect, they're slaves. They're slaves to the powerful interest groups that fund them.
Well, certainly,
and they provide for their security. If they lose an election, they get a job.
Well, Dr. Roberts, certainly the whole thing is a scam. I mean, we have the McClatchy newspaper reports with the internal Goldman Sachs documents, how they were planning the whole housing implosion while telling everybody to invest in it, and then they got out. But at the same time, this is clear evidence of them saying, oh, we didn't want to make this secret. I had no knowledge it was secret, when they're publicly saying their policy is to make it secret. It's such an insult to everyone's intelligence.
Yeah, but I know, I agree with you, Alex. It shows the extraordinary corruption of the government. When I was in the government, there was, of course, some corruption, but not this level, not just complete, total corruption. And in those days, if there was corruption, the people who were corrupt were in danger and often were found out and held accountable. Now, that's gone. There's not going to be any accountability for any of this. And we're never going to know because they're not going to tell us. We can only try to piece it together the way I just did for you and the listeners. And I can't swear that's correct, but I think that's what happened.
Well, we know they're lying and we know the sky's the limit. So what comes next? Just, I mean, will they just put gold crowns on and declare themselves kings or?
They don't need to because they are kings.
Exactly.
They don't have to say, hey, look, I'm the king. So they, in effect, are, and we, in effect, are their slaves. Look, Alex, look at the health care debate. Notice how concerned the government is, both Congress and the White House, that we can somehow find a way to pay for health care. I mean, we can't have health care unless we can pay for it. They never say that about their wars or about their bank bailouts. The question of, oh, we can't do this unless we can pay for it never comes up.
The corporate welfare never
to do with helping the people. Oh, they can't afford that.
Yeah, their corporate welfare.
Wars that enrich the military security complex, yeah, they can do that forever. They never even
got a Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give than the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
right, Dr. Roberts, you got cut off by the break. Finish up in the 5 minutes we've got left. The points that you were going over, I mean, it's really elementary. There's plenty of money for corporate looting, corporate welfare. They train the public to accept big government in the name of the general public getting some goodies. But really, the whole system is there for the big boys.
That's right. There's no money for health care. If we're going to have health care, you have to go buy it from private insurance companies. So you create 30 million more customers for them. And for the poor people who, of course, can't afford to buy the policy, we'll subsidize that by taking away Medicare benefits that people have already paid the Medicare tax for. And so, yes, we have to be so fiscally responsible. But they're never fiscally responsible when it comes to their wars or to their bailouts for the richest people on Earth who didn't need a bailout in the first place, in my opinion. There's always money. They never raise the question about how do we finance it or what happens to the deficit. It's only when they're going to do something for the American people that they get parsimonious and say, oh, we really can't afford to help the people. We don't have any money.
Well, that was my next and final question. We see Robert Rubin, Larry Summers, the people that engineered the current implosion, the real architects from Bill Clinton, bragging and saying, we're going to save you and we need all these new taxes, sales taxes, excise taxes, value added taxes. They got Glenn Beck pushing it like it's conservative. They've got Bill O'Reilly saying we need more taxes, that we've got to get control of this deficit. We don't need to cut spending. No, government needs to get bigger. We're just going to raise more taxes on the middle class.
Yeah, there's not much left of the middle class, but that's exactly right. That proves the point that I was making. And keep in mind, Alex, here's what I think happened. The minute the American public fell for their 9/11 story, the power people in Washington realized that we were so gullible we would believe anything. They could tell us anything. And so they told us, oh, the whole world financial system is going to collapse if you don't give multi-billionaires hundreds of billions, even trillions of dollars. And the people fell for it. I think they saw with the way they fooled us with 9/11, then we'd believe anything. There's nothing they can't tell the American people the American people wouldn't believe.
Well, that's like the naked body scanners. Now they say they're going in courthouses nationwide. Denver and other cities already have them. So you're going to pay a ticket. They record your naked body, and we've now discovered they're using it as a biometric scan. That's what these really are, is biometric readers, so they can passively read you on the street now off of your body signature.
I wouldn't be surprised, but the reason really they're doing it is that Chernoff is the head of all that, and he's making billions of dollars selling body scanners. That's the former head of Homeland Security, remember?
Yes,
he's the one who's in charge. He's the head of these companies that make these body scanners, or if he's not head of those companies, he's head of the ones that market them. So he's raking in the money. It's just the old boys making themselves rich. They've sold us terror, you see.
But now they're going wilder than they've ever gone. Why are they going so hog wild crazy, openly robbing everything?
Because they found out with 9/11, we'll believe anything. We'll fall for anything. They can get away with it.
And of course, you're saying
anything, we'll believe it.
And you're coming right out now saying 9/11 was staged.
Look, how many thousands of engineers, architects, airline pilots, fighter pilots, air traffic controllers, intelligence agents, former government officials here and abroad have said that the whole story is not believable?
Oh, I know it's an inside job. I said it 2 months before it happened. You know what? Do 5 more minutes with us, because I want to bring something up along the lines of government-sponsored terror. Back in 70 seconds.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I wanted to keep Dr. Paul Craig Roberts with us another 5 minutes because I wanted to get his take on what the Village Voice, Raw Story, and others have reported on. We've got a detailed report at PrisonPlanet.com. Obama Information Czar outlined plan for government to infiltrate conspiracy groups. And then it says, anybody that criticizes the government, anti-war, liberals, people who think the government killed Kennedy, he says, get into their groups, try to make them violent so that we can arrest them, so that we can shut them down, so that we can make them look radicalized. And this is the Harvard professor, Cass Sunstein, Obama's appointee to head the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. Your comments on that?
Well, Alex, I don't know anything about it, but I would not be surprised. It's happened before in history. The Tsarist secret police used to do that. They would infiltrate groups and then set off bombs and then arrest the groups. And we know from the Italian, the former president of Italy, who revealed the program by which the CIA and Italian intelligence during the 60s, 70s, and 80s went around setting off bombs, blaming the communists in order to discredit them at the polls so they wouldn't get elected. So this has happened before. Now this, and of course, FBI and other groups have infiltrated various so-called supremacist groups and various kinds of right-wing organizations in the United States and probably left-wing ones. So it's not new, but it is an increase in the level, and this time it's designed to shut down all criticism and all information that's unfavorable to the government. And so it is definitely a step toward a total police state, if the report is correct.
Well, yeah, no, he published it with the Harvard and Chicago Business School Press put it out in 2008. He's now in the administration. The issue for me here is, yeah, we knew in 71 the FBI was doing this in the committees that exposed it, but now to have them out in the open as policy saying do it, it just shows the arrogance now where they just do whatever they want.
I think that's true. They can do whatever they want. That's true. And so the question really is how long you and I can continue to speak out about it or anybody else. They can already grab whoever they want because they've breached habeas corpus for Americans. You know, they're now holding Americans in detention without bringing charges. So we're back to the Middle Ages, and it's like you said earlier, they are kings or aristocrats, princes, really, robber barons, and they do what they want, and there's no accountability, and it doesn't matter what scandal gets revealed, nothing happens to them. there's no accountability for the fact that we all know now that the Bush administration intentionally deceived us and the entire world about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And so we invaded the country, committed unmentionable, uncountable war crimes, millions of deaths and displaced people, our own troops, and there's no accountability. None. This was the most egregious act of treason in our history.
Amazing.
Nobody cares. Nothing is done about it. Nothing.
Well, people are starting to...
not even going to investigate.
People are finally starting to wake up thanks to your work and others. Dr. Roberts, thank you for spending time with us, sir.
You're welcome, Alex.
Take care. We'll be right back with COINTELPRO Exposé, live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are simulcasting the last 2 hours of the syndicated radio broadcast right now in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. Adds a whole other dimension to it because you can actually see the documents, the video clips that we're talking about here on the radio. You see this man? This man right here is Cass R. Sunstein, University of Chicago Law School. He wrote this in conjunction with Harvard University Law School Public Law and Legal Theory Research paper, and this was from 2008. He's now becoming a key member of the Obama administration over information and technology, and that's why this is so important. He'll be the head of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. And in the white paper the 29-page white paper that you see on screen titled Conspiracy Theories. He labels anyone that doesn't believe global warming is man-made. Anyone who believes the official story of Kennedy's a lie. Anyone who believes the CIA is involved in drug dealing. If you believe government ever did anything corrupt ever, you are a conspiracy theorist. So he first labels you. That'd be like in Russia, them labeling you a capitalist. It's just a way to demonize you. During the Soviet era, or in Nazi Germany, labeling someone a communist or a Jew. And that's the term they use. I mean, national television says that if you don't agree with government-run health care, you're a racist, or you're a conspiracy theorist. This is the term they use. If you say the banker bailout was a fraud, they call it a conspiracy theory. If you say that water is wet, the sky is blue, and birds sing, you're a conspiracy theorist. Basically, it's a way to just set the parameters, to set the narrative of the debate and say, we are the boss. You're not allowed to question anything we do. And if you critically think or read legislation, or if you do anything other than watch football and suck your thumb or go get collagen injections in your lips, if you do anything but party and just let us run everything, you know, you're good if you just stand out and let us run everything. But if you question anything, you're a conspiracy theorist, and we want to, and they're already doing this, infiltrate your group, and it says your peaceful group, any organization that questions the government, and we need to incite as the government for you to commit violence, to run off reasonable pacifists in your group, and so we can have you arrested and, quote, break up your group. And I read this last night, and I already knew all of this. It was declassified in 1971 that since the 40s they'd been doing this. And I'd read all their tricks and seen the tricks being used against us. And it came out the Pentagon for decades has been spying and COINTELPRO and infighting and planting bombs all over the world and in the U.S. to blame it on their political enemies. They do this over and over again. The FBI does it. They have huge divisions that do it. But that had to be declassified by Congress, wresting it away from the FBI. It was more than a 10-year battle to get this in the 1970s. Now, this guy publishes this in full public view, and he is calling for crimes. It is a crime to try to get somebody into my office, somebody we hire, and to try to have them to get us to commit crimes. Remember something similar that the FBI did and the U.S. Attorney did with Tommy Chong. We've interviewed him about this. Tommy Chong, actor, comedian, no criminal record. His son's got a pipe company selling pipes that are legal except in a few counties in the U.S., of thousands of counties. It took them 4+ years to get someone hired into their factory. Hundreds of times, the U.S. Attorney, through other names, tried to order the pipes into that county where it was illegal. They finally had to get someone employed there who wasn't even in shipping to go in and pack it and ship it. And the federal court said, yeah, we went in, we mailed the pipe, but Tommy Chong goes to prison. Folks, we don't sell glass pipes, but if I hire the wrong person, they'll come in here and ship something like that out, and they'll say in federal court, yes, we came in, we planted it, and the courts are so corrupt, they'll say Alex Jones goes to prison. Now, it came out that Hal Turner, in fact, pull up Kurt Nemo's excellent article, from the federal court documents, this has been in major newspapers, we just linked to them, that Hal Turner, one of the top five Nazis in the U.S., is an FBI agent, not an informant, an agent for national security, ultra-top secret clearance. I told you that a decade ago. Who does he attack? Me. They also want to radicalize the message. They want to radicalize mainline libertarians, conservatives, so we can be politically demonized, so we don't become mainstream and take our country back. That's why if you say you don't want big government, I don't want health care. I think it's a boondoggle to insurance companies to raise our taxes and cut Medicare and Medicaid. Oh, you don't like black people, Chris Matthews says. Carlos Watson says. They all say it. Keith Oberman. That's a talking point of COINTELPRO. And you're like, what does race have to do with this? We weren't talking about black people. No, I'm talking about banks here. That mean you think Jews are evil? And I say, no, I'm talking about banks here. That mean you think Jews are evil? And I say, no, I'm talking about banks here. You know, they stole money. They should be held accountable. Chris Matthews is coming here Sunday to interview me. I said, let me guess, talking to his producer, you're going to cut from the Ku Klux Klan to me. And they laughed and said, yeah, that's basically it. And I said, well, I guess I can't say no. You're just going to play clips of me from other news channels and mix me in. And I said, fine, I'm not going to be a coward. Even though it's a rigged, taped interview, I'll stand up to the dragon. I'm not looking forward to it, though. I mean, but I'm going to bring this stuff up to Matthews. But, of course, he'll be taping it, so it'll never be seen. He'll be able to cut out what he wants. Now, I want to take my time this hour going over this. Not just how they're doing it and the history of it and what's currently happening, but how you can counter it. And the fact that they're losing their fight. Why do you think the feds bombed Oklahoma City? To demonize the conservative and libertarian movement. And if you've researched that case, 100% evidence the BATF bombed it. 100% on record. And they had to kill coroners, police officers, you name it, in Oklahoma City to cover that up. Okay? And it came out in federal documents that the Southern Poverty Law Center was running Elohim City that McVeigh was at. Running it. Every case, folks. They don't infiltrate white supremacists and peace activists and mainline conservatives and in the Fed groups. They are there trying to shut them down. And in the case of white supremacists, they don't just infiltrate them. They found them. They run them. Or they found other patriot groups to then attack other patriot groups. Ladies and gentlemen, this is their full Pentagon operation. Now I'm going to go to Watson this segment and the next and then let him go. But he wrote the most detailed article on this. At prisonplanet.com, give people a document cam shot. Obama information czar outlined plan for government to infiltrate conspiracy groups. Again, a modern version of COINTELPRO. And I've read this. This is illegal. He's calling for illegal stuff. In fact, I've got the encyclopedia here on COINTELPRO. And it says COINTELPRO, acronym for counterintelligence program, was a series of covert and often illegal projects conducted by the United States federal government of investigation, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, aimed at investigating and disrupting dissident political organizations within the United States. The FBI used covert operations from its inception, and then it goes into the declassified COINTELPRO. Okay, that is declassified COINTELPRO. You can read thousands of pages of documents. This guy, part of the Obama administration, this guy, with billions of dollars at his fingertips, smugly and arrogantly thinks he can set the precedent to come out in the open and call for modern 21st century COINTELPRO. Now, it's all going on already. But this guy lays out all their tricks, and that's what blew me away. He talks about how we've been discredited. The government's discredited. So what we've got to do is we've got to pose as other conspiracy theorists. That's anybody that questions government. To counter the real people that are questioning. And he talks about it's all in COINTELPRO. The number one thing they do is if somebody starts selling books and videos to fund an organization, starts becoming successful, they say, oh, they're getting rich. They've got money. That's how they broke up all the other groups that were real in the 60s. They send in people to cause violence. They spread lies about you. Their favorite COINTELPRO is to say leaders of the real movement are threatening to kill people. I wondered why I would get calls at the office from people and talk to them and nothing would be said, and then they would go say I'd threatened to kill them. And this happens over and over again, where now if it's somebody I don't know, I turn speakerphone on and go, guys, I need you to listen. And a lot of times I just hit a record button and start recording. Because I've got to protect myself, folks. They're coming at me. I've had them try to drop stuff off at the office and then claim stuff. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we've got them coming out of the woodwork here. And then to look at this smiley faced guy in the Obama administration, about to be confirmed as a czar, he just thinks it's all funny. If you did this to him, you'd go to prison. But see, he is an anointed one. Watson, I've had you on hold while I've been ranting. It's just, We have been through hell with these people. He talks about how to go on message boards, how to get infighting going, how to make up lies. We witness what they do every day, don't we?
Yeah, we've been tracking it for a long time, Alex. And as I wrote in the article, we have anonymous posters, and we allow them to be anonymous by our system. I mean, we could make everyone register, but it'd just mean a lot less discussion in there. So we allow people to be anonymous. And then from the back end, I can see where these people have got the same IP address, so you know it's the same person, but they're posting under different names and then creating a fake conversation with these alter egos. So
and that's what he says. Stay there. He says create fake consensus with multiple posters. He's blueprinting what we're witnessing, and they don't even hide their IPs. They're government. I mean, the government is attacking us and trying to get people to commit violence, too.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful, full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-580-7310. Zero. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-7310. That's 1-800-580-7310. 1-800-580-7310.
And I want to put all the COINTELPRO operators on notice. If they ever run a successful operation against us physically, which he calls for inside people's operations, we do have the assets and the understanding to track it back and then sue you. I'm not just some bumbling little liberal or conservative group. You're going to be able to successfully do this. And I call for criminal investigations against this Obama administration official. I mean, wait till I read the quotes of what he's calling for. I mean, if I wrote stuff calling for criminal infiltration, getting people to call for violence, criminal acts, I would get in big trouble. They think they're above the law. They think they can get away with all this. They think it's funny, Paul Watson. Go ahead and go through some of the stuff they call for in there.
Well, what's interesting about the individual himself is that he's Obama's information czar. He's the head of information technology out of the White House with executive powers. And in the past, he's called for reformulating the First Amendment and internet censorship. But what he does in this 29-page document, which is linked from the article, which you can download, is he first defines what a conspiracy theory is. And we find out by his very definition that it's basically anybody who disagrees with the government. He says that people who believe that some practice or event by reference to the machinations of powerful people have also managed to conceal their role in that event is a conspiracy theory. So believing that powerful people try to influence events to increase their power or money is a conspiracy theory.
And if you do that, they should infiltrate you and send you to prison. I mean, if I sit here and say AIG and Goldman Sachs and the Federal Reserve are openly involved in crime publicly, that doesn't exist because he sets the confines of reality, and I need them to come in here and set me up to go to prison.
Right, and it gets crazier. On page 5, he says that being exposed to sunlight, the notion that that's healthy to get sun on you, is a false and dangerous conspiracy theory. So sunlight's bad now. That's a conspiracy theory. And then what?
This guy's on a power trip. They literally think they're God.
The most disturbing thing is on page 14. You know, it gets worse than him just saying infiltrate groups and get them to provocateur things. On page 14, he says that the following measures, each will have a place under imaginable conditions. So he's saying they will have a place, and he's powerful. He's got executive powers. He's in the White House. He's one of Obama's key advisors. So each of these measures is going to have a place under this system. One, government might ban conspiracy theorizing. So if you disagree with the government...
Literal thought crime. We got to have a headline from Kurt Nemo, calls for thought crime laws. I mean, this...
If you disagree with the government, if you think that getting out in the sunshine is healthy, then they're going to ban your free speech. Two, government might impose some kind of tax, financial or otherwise, on those who disseminate such theories. So a tax on disagreeing with the government. Which is interesting because Sunstein has called for tax day to be celebrated. He thinks it's wonderful that the government rapes us every year. So he's a big fan of that. And now he
wants make a religion out of the raping, yes.
Now he wants to put a tax on if you think that sunlight's healthy. Three, government might itself engage in counter-speech, marshalling arguments to discredit conspiracy theories, and then it gets into the infiltration from there on in.
So take our tax money for our speech and give it to government groups to counter us.
Exactly. And then after he started talking about this infiltration of what he calls conspiracy groups, i.e. anyone who still has two brain cells to rub together, he says, such as mainstream scientists or the editors of Popular Mechanics, whom government attempts to enlist to give credibility to its rebuttal efforts. So he's basically admitting that when Popular Mechanics came out and, you know, stood behind the official 9/11 story when it was under the most severe attack back in 2005 is when they first came out, that Popular Mechanics was enlisted by the government to do that. He openly admits it on page 18.
Well, he goes on to say, we can't use government people. We'll use allies like Popular Mechanics and not let people know that we're funding them.
Exactly. So that's what was happening. I mean, we knew it, but now they admit it. What's important to take from this, as I wrote at the end of the article, though, was this proves how much success we've had. On page 3, Sunstein writes, quote, the existence of both domestic and foreign conspiracy theories, we suggest, is no trivial matter, posing real risks to the government's anti-terrorism policies, whatever the latter may be.
Paul, stay there. We're going to come back 5 more minutes, go through more key points. Read the dossier for yourself. It is just a criminal manifesto of absolute tyranny. This guy is a monster. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government, a new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Now, again, I'm going to go through the history of COINTELPRO, what's currently happening. But the big issue here is this guy's talking about banning criticism of government, putting taxes on newspapers and magazines that criticize government. And we see Obama coming out and saying, My new cybersecurity czar will censor the web. The NSA and Army and Air Force will run it. We see all these headlines about should Obama control the internet. The cybersecurity czar, the first one they appointed early last year, in February resigned, saying the Pentagon's taking over. They're spying on everyone. There's the Wall Street Journal headline, security cyber czar steps down. So this is real bona fide tyranny. And he uses an extreme Orwellian example. If you say 2 + 2 = 4, and he says that's a conspiracy theory, he says it's 5, they want it to be idiotic. They want to set the precedent that they kill Khalid Sheikh Mohammed more than a dozen times and never retract the last time they claimed they killed him and then the next time they capture him. Openly saying we're going to put him on trial after 7 years of torture, setting these precedents. Look at this. COINTELPRO, an acronym for counterintelligence program, was a series of covert and often illegal, that's what he's calling for, projects conducted by the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation aimed at investigating and disrupting dissident political organizations within the United States. The FBI used covert operations from its inception. However, formal COINTELPRO operations took place between 1956 and 71. And they took over all the state police, you name it. The FBI stated motivation at the time was protecting national security, preventing violence, and maintaining the existing social order of political order. According to the FBI, 85% of COINTELPRO resources were expended on infiltrating, disrupting, marginalizing, and or subverting groups suspected of being subversive. Suspected. And then this was what was popular, so they only released this at the time. It was really after conservatives and the John Birch Society they were going after, but such as communist socialist organizations, the women's rights movement. There's now come out the CIA funded that. That's baloney. Militant black nationalist groups. They did go after them. And nonviolent civil rights movements, including individuals such as Martin Luther King and others associated with the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. And it just goes through. Now we know modern COINTELPRO is all peace groups, all libertarian groups, all in the Fed groups. This has all been leaked or declassified in the last 3 years. The MIAC report, the Homeland Security that law enforcement gave us, where they list gun owners, conservatives. That's what Homeland Security is really set up for. And here's the deal. They're now coming out in the open with the new head of TSA. In fact, I had that in my stack. Will you guys print that again? Last week, the new head of the TSA being approved right now in Congress gave a video speech and said, our number one threat is Christians and people that have a Christian identity, and that's the main threat. I mean, these guys, Paul Watson, why do you think they're now coming right out in the open and saying, we want to ban speech, we want to infiltrate you, we want to arrest you? I mean, this is Hitlerian or Stalinistic or Maoist. I mean, this is out in the open.
They're doing it because they've become painfully aware of the fact that the sleeping giant of the American people and the rest of the world is slowly awakening to their tyranny. And I mean, that's what he says on page 3.
Yeah, go back to that. The break interrupted you. Spend some time on that. He says, just like 3 years ago, they had that congressional meeting on extremist and showed mainline 9/11 truth groups and said, these are terrorists.
Yeah, and there was that 2006 White House directive under Bush, which said that conspiracy theories were a wellspring of terrorism and that they had to be defeated. So this goes back to Bush. It's not just an Obama thing. And on page 3 of this white paper, Sunstein says, the existence of both domestic and foreign conspiracy theories, we suggest, is no trivial matter, posing real risks to the government's anti-terrorism policies, whatever the latter may be. So there he's saying that the people are slowly awakening to the agenda of the military-industrial complex, and it's becoming a problem for them. Now, what's interesting about his solution to it, later on, he admits that in a repressive society, more conspiracy theories emerge, which is true, because governments lie and oppress people, and the people become more suspicious of government. And bearing in mind, conspiracy theory means disagreeing with the government on any fact whatsoever. That's basically how it's defined. So he says that repressive societies produce conspiracy theories, but then he says just ban free speech as a solution. on page 20, he says, we could imagine circumstances in which a conspiracy theory became so pervasive and so dangerous, which in their eyes is what 9/11 truth was becoming a few years ago, that censorship would be thinkable. So again, he's saying ban free speech. As I said before, page 14, he says ban conspiracy theories.
Well, by the way, mainstream news is reporting that the TSA nominee, a former FBI agent, is Erol Southers, is openly on video saying the number one threat is Christians and anti-global warming groups. They're saying the terror threat is the anti-global warming groups. Totally peaceful. And you have Europe openly calling for banning them. The London Guardian saying, charge Lord Monckton with treason and execute him.
Exactly. And that's another one of the conspiracy theories listed in this report. It's on page 4, along with the conspiracy theory that powerful people were involved in the assassination of JFK, which about 90% of the American people now fully believe. So these people don't even realize, or their chutzpah doesn't allow them to recognize the fact that they're now the minority. But it also lists global warming as a deliberate fraud. That's also a conspiracy theory questioning global warming, which has proven to be a complete fraud in light of ClimateGate. So all along the line, he's saying basically that any dissension against the prevailing authority of government and whatever they say is a conspiracy theory and should be countered.
Now, Paul, I want this to sink in for people. Congressional reports, Bush, Obama, everyone he's appointing, his own cybersecurity chief quits and says this is a Pentagon takeover. They're spying on everything. This is all illegal. They just don't care. And now they're saying, arrest people who don't believe in man-made global warming. And the head of the new TSA says, that's the threat. I mean, these people are outrageous villains. I mean, it's they know they're villains. They know, I mean, this, the new head that Obama's trying to put in here, and I want to show a screenshot of him here from the document cam. I mean, it is so incredible to have Cass R. Sunstein openly writing this and now in the executive czar position over information with billions of dollars at his fingertips. Again, he's openly calling for infiltrating, in his words, peaceful groups and getting them to engage in violence or talking about violence to run off peaceful members and so they can then entrap and imprison the other people. I mean, this is so dangerous that they're in the open saying it. We know it's always... And then you read over what he calls for in the 29-page document. It's everything in COINTELPRO from the 70s and more. I mean, this is a blueprint to carry out these crimes and a reign of terror. And he's saying ban free speech and start arresting people outright if they criticize the government in any way. I mean, it's so outrageous, Paul.
As well as attacks on political opinions that the government disagrees with. And yeah, then you've got this other Obama appointee, Erol Southers, who is trying to get to head up the TSA. That's been resisted, but it could go through. And we did an article on this on Monday in which he said that people who are anti-government or even anti-abortion, if you disagree with abortion, then you're a threat. And he says that people who have those opinions should be treated as the main terrorist threat, which is exactly what's happening in airports when we think of people like the Ron Paul treasurer who was carrying some campaign money and some Ron Paul political material, and he was arrested and interrogated for an hour simply because he was carrying this political material. So they're identifying their political enemies who are the main threat to their agenda, to their tyranny, and that is libertarians and conservatives and basically anyone who has two brain cells to rub together.
They are actual Stalinists. I mean, there is no doubt that they're saying they want to take over and arrest us. I mean, these are outrageous criminals. It is outrageous. I mean, it is just, they've stolen $28 trillion publicly. They're openly engaged in fraud. They're robbing everything. Their health care bill raises taxes, cuts benefits, is a giant ripoff. They're just running around putting surveillance in, naked body scanners in the courthouses, biometrically scanning everyone. I mean, there is no doubt, Paul, this is a bona fide tyranny.
And it's not as if this was just some idea that he was proposing. This has been going on for years. It's admitted that CENTCOM has been employing people to go into chat rooms, social networking forums, and engage bloggers who they say post incomplete or false information about the war on terror. And then the Pentagon in 2008 said they were expanding similar operation and setting up fake news websites that were designed to look like independent media, but instead would carry military propaganda. You know, Israel has admitted that they've got an army of bloggers to act as apologists for Israel's war crimes, and the US Air Force announced that they had a similar program as well, and those links are all in the article. So it's been going on for years, and now this Obama czar is talking about expanding it rapidly and bringing in enforcement powers to ban opinions that they don't like.
Now, here's the good news. The Village Voice, Raw Story, the Rag Blog, Got Fascism, Obama Advisor Promotes Cognitive Infiltration, Your Government Appointees at Work, Cass Sunstein Seeks Cognitive Provocateurs. Then they quote him from the document. We suggest a distinctive tactic for breaking up the hardcore extremists who supply conspiracy theories. Cognitive infiltration of extremist groups whereby government agents or their allies acting either virtually on the internet or in real space and either openly or anonymously will undermine the crippled system of believers by planting doubts about the theories and stylized facts that circulate with such groups, thereby introducing beneficial cognitive diversity. And so what he's saying is, we'll, and he talks about going in and criticizing, saying things are lies, getting people fighting with each other, radicalizing groups. And it goes on and on. And Paul, when I was reading his 30-page document last night, or 29-page, it's everything we've experienced. It's everything we've gone through. How they talk about real groups that are exposing the power structure, we go out and pose as conspiracy theorists. And that's what COINTELPRO says. Oh, say they're making money to make people jealous. Say that they're working for the government and just get all this infighting going on. But the good news is the left is waking up. The right's waking up. Now, they may be attacking our sites, but when you look at a big Raw Story or something, every comment is arrest the bankers. Every comment, I mean, almost every comment, on some articles it is every comment, the bankers are bad. They control both parties. On the Raw Story, they're like, oh, my God, Obama's so bad. They own them all. What do we do? Finally, it's all shattering. And so they may have tens of thousands of hired people out doing this, but so many people are standing up and getting involved that it's not working anymore. I mean, that's really the good news here now, is that their own left that was the victims of this in the 50s, 60s, and 70s are now realizing just how evil this is and just how bankrupt the system is. So the good news is this isn't working, Paul.
No, it's not. And it only goes to show, I mean, people are always saying, what can we do? What can we do? We're powerless. We can't be powerless if these people are writing 30-page dossiers about how they're terrified of the impact we're having on society. And what's ironic about it is, if you go to my article about it today, the very first comment is an example of one of these people at work, and then, you know, the rest of the commenters on the page have fun with it, because instantly, some moronic...
That's right. The second we post it, and before they would try that Alex is a Fed, Alex is doing this, Alex is doing that, all the same stuff they did to break up groups in the 60s, that doesn't work anymore. Now they try saying first, like I posted first to control the debate, or they try to put nonsensical stuff, or they talk about Palladians and aliens, and we can go in and look at the IP addresses. They're using proxy server blockers, they're using virtual browsers. But it's the same IP addresses, and they'll have fake debates with each other, which he talks about, creating fake, false contexts. Again, they talk about being map makers of the mind, setting the narrative. again, controlling the confines of the debate, turning us all against each other, radicalizing us so we're not palatable mainstream. I mean, it feels so good to be under mega attack by these people. Paul, no one on the web is attacked more than Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com, because we're number one alternative sites. Number one site's InfoWars. Number two site is PrisonPlanet.com. All these other fakes claim they're number one. We are number one according to Alexa and every other major gauge. Shoutcast, the list goes on and on. And they're in a lot of trouble because they can't control the confines of the debate anymore, Paul.
Exactly, and that. Their tactics are increasingly getting more and more ludicrous. One of my favorites is they'll go into an article and they'll just say, this is a fake news story. For example, I posted a New York Times story, you know, a few paragraphs from it with a link to the original where you can read it at the New York Times about an eight-year-old boy being on a terror watch list. And one of the comments says, this seems like a fake news story. And that's one of the tactics they use as well. It's ad hominem.
Exactly. On YouTube, the same accounts set up the same ways will comment when we play a Herman Von Rumpy clip, head of the EU calling for global government. I'll see the same person on hundreds of our videos working full time, always the first comment. They're waiting. They're watching. And they just say, this is absolutely fake. To then have a debate about whether it's real or not, instead of people getting angry and getting informed and actually talking to each other. And he admits that in here. He says, confound them. Claim it's not real. Throw things in to confuse them. I mean, it is. Look at his smiling face, Paul. He just is so proud of what he's done.
And that's what COINTELPRO was all about. It was about neutralizing people so they felt powerless and eventually, you know, stirring up apathy so people would just disengage altogether. That's what he's talking about in this dossier about infiltrating conspiracy groups and promoting counter-misinformation, as he describes it. So he's savaging people for putting out conspiracies that aren't true, like, you know, sunlight being good for you. But then he says that when the government does it, it's fine. And they can ban our free speech to go along with it.
Well, Paul, thanks for the great report. We need more reports on the aspect of him saying we're going to ban free speech and tax newspapers or anybody that criticizes government. And he sets the precedent at, I say sunlight isn't good for you. And if you don't agree, you need to be banned or arrested. He picks something asinine to kind of put people off psychologically so they can set the precedent to ban anything they want, including 2 + 2 = 4. Nope, Sunstein says it equals 5. Huh.
For the first time ever, the makers of Alpine Air Foods have approved an incredible sale with savings only available through ReadyMade Resources. For a limited time, save 25% off all cases of freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air. Yes, 25% off on case lots only of Alpine Air Foods. Only available at ReadyMadeResources.com. Mix and match as much as you want to best suit your needs. But hurry, this 25% off sale on Alpine Air freeze-dried foods is only until January 30th and only from ReadyMadeResources.com. Quality Alpine Air freeze-dried foods have a 10-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this sale on Alpine Air Foods only lasts through January 30th. Hurry, go to ReadyMadeResources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Alpine Air Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Hurry, sale ends January 30th at ReadyMade Resources.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, folks, we are back live here. I'm going to continue into the next hour for another 20 minutes or so on COINTELPRO and get into some facets we haven't covered. But here's Alexa.com, a service of Amazon. This is just one of the major rating services. It's the biggest. This is what the media most often refers to. In the last 7 days, look at Infowars.com in blue versus Rush Limbaugh in red and Glenn Beck in gold. Now, that's Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com in blue, up 46% growth in the last 3 months, a 7% growth in the last month, and we're even having a down week. We're down 7% in the last week. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, that's our growth curve compared to RushLimbaugh.com. In fact, add PrisonPlanet.com in there on the box. Let's put Prison Planet on the screen. It's bigger than Limbaugh and Beck most weeks. I don't know about this week. But InfoWars overall completely dominates and dwarfs them. Now, we are the number one target of COINTELPRO. That's why they throw everything at us. They say I'm a reptoid. They say I'm a Jewish agent. They say I work for the Vatican when I'm a Protestant. They say I'm a murderer. They say I work for the Saudi Arabians. They say I work for the Brothmans. They say I'm a Scientologist. All complete and absolute fabricated lies. But they're so elaborate. And some people see it, and it's just meant to distract you from going out and reaching other people, waking other people up, and to make most of our activities about debating Alex Jones. Now, it's great for Alex Jones and overall visitors and web numbers, but it's not good for the overall movement. Did you get that PrisonPlanet.com entered in? There's PrisonPlanet.com in turquoise. PrisonPlanet.com, again, bigger than Rush Limbaugh, bigger than Glenn Beck. Now, I have the number one and number two alternative websites. InfoWars is rated 998 in the United States. 998. Show people Drudge Report now. They want to see something really big. Drudge is the biggest news site in the world. Let's see. Drudge will dwarf Limbaugh, myself, and everybody. But let's see how we're gaining. Put Drudge Report in there finally and see their U.S. and world rating. So that's why Drudge is now linked to us permanently. Look at Drudge. Now that is mega power. Look at InfoWars way down there and way below us, Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck. Now that is internet power right there. And what do you see on the Drudge Report every day now? World government is here. World government announced. They aren't, Drudge isn't listening to the map makers of the mind, the people that set the narrative, set the paradigm, like Sunstein, this Cass Sunstein at the White House, who says there is no global government, and if you say it, you should be arrested. He actually says that. Well, Drudge goes, okay, I'll go ahead and link to the head of the UN, the head of the EU, Gordon Brown, Al Gore, all of them calling for world government. Limbaugh won't do that yet. Beck is. So, I mean, it's taken all these years just to admit and to say, no, FBI, no, Sunstein, no. When Herman Von Rumpy calls for global government and global taxes, I will report on it. I know I got to worry about you getting people hired in my office to commit crimes to send me to prison. I know I got to worry about you, these different government groups trying to get white supremacist nut jobs to kill me. But I will go on air and I will play the clip of the head of the EU. I don't care if you say it doesn't exist. I don't care if you say it isn't real. I don't care if you say I'm a kook. I know the truth. I know what's real. I know I'm good. I know I'm for real. I know I love this country. And I know the banks are robbing us, and I'm standing up against you and your tens of thousands of hired thugs. And the people are going to stand up with us, and you can feel it, and you better be scared. Because you can't stand up against somebody who's in the right that keeps on a-coming. And you know I'm going to keep on a-coming no matter what you do. You understand that, you little criminal, you slime bag, anti-American trash?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I know callers have been patiently holding, and I'll start going to your calls at 20 after. I want to finish up on COINTELPRO. I know a lot of you called in before I got into COINTELPRO, but I'd like to get your take on what I've been covering. The White House head of information technology integrating with the cybersecurity czar, the former head quit saying it's a total takeover of free speech. He is calling in a Harvard/University of Chicago law school report for banning all free speech in America. And he says that the government says sunlight's bad. Anyone that says it's good, arrested. He actually says that we are the complete arbiters. 2 + 2 = 5. You don't agree with this guy, jail time. And if he can't get you that way, he says, go into these peaceful groups, call for violence to run off all the smart people. Hopefully we can set somebody up and get them some prison time. I mean, this is bold. This is chutzpah. This is mega, mega, mega bold. Oh, it's all been going on for decades. Much of it declassified. But to have them openly. Imagine if I came out and said, let's arrest anybody that doesn't agree with anything the government says. Let's arrest and ban and tax anybody that doesn't agree with us. Let's hire fake bloggers everywhere to put out lies about people. Let's infiltrate people's operations and political groups, and let's screw them up and ruin them. We're the government. We're the criminal. I mean, it's just so criminal. Just rabidly in your face. They're trying to make you capitulate. They're trying to break your back. But he says in the report, he says, we're scared. They're taking over. No one believes us. We've got to pose as conspiracy theorists to discredit everyone. We've got to put out ridiculous conspiracy theories and attack the real leadership. The real people. I'm the real thing. Do you have any discernment out there? Yes, most of you do. Who has fought for 14 years? When you talk to most people, who woke them up? When you talk to most people shattering the left-right paradigm, the left waking up to Obama, they will tell you, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, Obama deception. I have studied history. I know how to beat these people. I'm just average intelligence, but I've studied history, and I'm willing to take on tyranny, folks. Okay, because it's not because I have courage. I have survival instinct. Survival instinct. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that when some mugger comes up to them with a knife or a gun and says, give me your money, they crap their pants and give it up. I can't control myself. I got attempted mugged a few times growing up in Dallas, and I just instantly acted like I was going to go along with them and then beat the living daylights out of them. I mean, I can't help it. When somebody tries to attack me, I go after them. And that's how men always were. 100 years ago, I'd just be an average person. Today, I'm some kind of freak. When some guy running the White House operation says arrest everybody that disagrees with anything the government says, I'm the bad man? No, people are waking up. They've gone too far. They're going, the White House says there's no global government, but Obama called for it. The White House says, don't worry, they don't want our guns. They've just introduced 15 bills that basically ban the Second Amendment. I mean, I got the bill right here. Why are you telling me it doesn't exist? It doesn't work anymore, you little spineless creature. It doesn't work anymore. We're not your property. We're not owned by you. You don't tell us what to think anymore. Your spell is broken. Your game of lies and fraud is over. Millions of people are awake. Millions more are awakening every month. And they're setting their jaw. They're baring their teeth. They're turning their souls on. The giant forges of liberty. The giant is energizing and rising. And there's a lot of us out here that don't care what you do to us in the end. All that matters is that you go down. All that matters is that you are defeated. And it's that spirit you're afraid of. You're afraid of that spirit, aren't you? The spirit of victory and freedom. Stopping you, the parasite.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoblue.com. today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
When we get FEMA training documents and FEMA training videos of local police, and I've released these, this is on record, and the COINTELPRO goes into those YouTube videos and says this isn't real. They said my MIAC and Homeland Security report wasn't real. They said my secret documents that we released about how we were really at a level 6 flu pandemic, that the UN had already announced it internally. They still say that isn't real, even though it was later admitted that I was right. Again, they know this is a real source of info that actually reads their documents for coming up on 2 decades, been on air over 14 years, but studying for 16, 17 years. They know that I actually have their number. You know, these guys study 2-3 years to get their PhD after they're in propaganda and lies. I have an organic super PhD in how these criminals operate. I mean, I study them day in, day out with passion to know how they operate. And to watch a lot of you out there that aren't as sophisticated, who are just as smart as I am or smarter, but who haven't done the research, they know you're waking up in droves, and they want to turn you against other patriot movements. They want to confuse you, confound you, demonize the real leadership. When you see them demonizing people like Ron Paul, myself, and others, you know it is a COINTELPRO operation. Some of it's jealousy, but that's mainly repeaters, mockingbirds. That's why the CIA called their media operation Mockingbird in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s that got declassified in the Church Committee and others. It's called Mockingbird because they have key people in the media. And back then, it wasn't even that many, just a few thousand, who then would put out this info, and then there were repeaters who would Mockingbird it. And that's how they get the snowball going. It isn't even so much meant to hurt Alex Jones as to hurt you and your intellectual development and to keep you from ever becoming actually informed or effective, kind of falling into the whole issue of no significance soap opera of is it the Octurians or is it the green aliens or is it Jews or is it the Catholics or is it, you know, the Merovingians or is it the Bagabugians? You know, it just goes on and on and on. And sure, of the real groups I named, every major power structure, they've infiltrated and taken it over. So all the Vatican's calling for world government. A lot of the people in Israel government is calling for world government. Europe's calling for world government. Mexico's calling for world government because they're all owned by the same big banks. And so they can, again, divide and conquer by making any movement against tyranny issue specific. So they can then divide people off against groups. Look, different religions and races of people, we can all kill each other later. But right now, we're trying to beat the New World Order. That's the big scientific dictatorship that uses human psychology against us. Again, they've written literally thousands of white papers bragging how they do it. In the 1920s, Edward Bernays, the nephew of Sigmund Freud, you know, top Department of War psych warfare expert. I mean, he's the guy that got women smoking cigarettes, bacon and eggs, everything you live under. He wrote 2 books bragging how they do all this to you. That was 80 years ago. On and on and on and on. All I'm asking you to do is to think for yourself, get outside the box, and get some discernment. And then take action yourself. You know you are good. You know listening that you're not COINTELPRO. Because that's how COINTELPRO works so well, is that once they cause all the infighting and division and problems, then everyone spends their time on that, and then you can't expand your organizations. Because any folks, I learned about COINTELPRO. I'd read about it and heard about it. But like in 96, 97, there'd be some old veteran. They were going to bulldoze his house and take it. So we'd go over there to try to get the bulldozers to stop and help him with the community, Joe Campana. And plainclothes cops would walk on and say, ah, Alex, we need to kill some judges in Austin. We need to. And I'd follow them out to their car and it'd be an unmarked police car. And then I found out the local cops had been hired by the local realtors that wanted to steal that guy's property. And it just, you're like, how do they hire people this evil? And so they don't. Here's another great example of COINTELPRO. When I was in Denver, I said there were occasions that looked like during the DNC in 2008, a year and a half ago, I said there were occasions that it looked like it was police as anarchists attacking other cops. And eyewitnesses said, yeah, we saw white vans, because we couldn't be everywhere. There were protests going on everywhere. White vans pulled up, Marines got out in uniforms, and openly in the doors changed into anarchist outfit. It later came out in the Denver Post. That was all true. It was all run by the Pentagon. They had FBI. They had military. Same thing in Seattle in 99. That came out in all the Seattle papers. It's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. And they had police attack other police in Denver. Confirmed. Confirmed. They did it in Ottawa a year and a half ago. Royal Mounted Police got caught attacking their own police so they could then demonize the peaceful families in suits and ties and with strollers. Look, the globalists see a couple thousand good-looking families out there in front of the news cameras protesting the Security Prosperity Partnership North American Union. And they immediately had cops come up and attack their own cops so they could attack the peaceful crowds and discredit those peaceful demonstrators. That's an example of COINTELPRO. And that's what the White House technologies are. That's what he's calling for, the information and regulatory affairs. He's calling for coming into our offices, into our operations, into our political movements, into our video and book store movements that are really hurting them because we're funding ourselves. They don't like us getting a little bit of power. Because for $1 that we get, we can do the equivalent of $1 million of what they do with lies. $1 of truth is better than $1 million of lies. Lies have to be reapplied over and over again. They fall apart. The truth gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and builds a dynamic system. So think about the magnitude of what they've been caught. And every time I go to a big city and see provocateurs, I've seen it in Austin. We've seen it at the G20 with my crew up there. Every time I sit there and watch the film or in person when I'm there and I go, I can't believe they got their cops to do it too. I want to like the cops. I want to think you're not criminals. I want to give you the benefit of the doubt, but I know what's going on. Every city has groups of criminal cops, and it's normally special units. That's how they compartmentalize it. So the average cop hearing this goes, we don't do stuff like that, who go out and do this type of stuff. And it's so wrong. It's so evil. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know you're good. You know you're a leader. Start a website. Start doing YouTube videos. Start calling into talk radio. Start a local organization. You know, a military history enthusiast group. If you want to train militarily. Or a land rights group. And I'll assure you, you want to find out about the New World Order. Don't be scared by this, though. Go with five of your buddies. Say you're going to meet in 2 weeks at the local library, and there will be one or two vicious foundation-hired thugs or FBI informants or FBI or defense intelligence there, and you'll just see them. They're soulless. They're slimy. They don't have a spirit of strength or honor. If you've got your discernment on, you'll immediately know who they are as soon as you see them. I mean, I have freaked these people out at events when I've been protesting, and they have a Navy SEAL or something walk behind us, and you can look at their body type, the look on their eye, the predatory stare that they're trying to hide, and I'll go, oh, so you're here from Northcom. I mean, you're, and they'll go, whatever, Jones, and just kind of, you know, get on down. I mean, this has happened to me over and over and over again, and they're always amazed that you immediately know them. But if you sit there, well, what's everybody want to talk about? Well, they're taking this old lady's land and this farm, and there's an environmental land grab going on through the local bank, and it's Agenda 21. I think we need to expose it. We need to go to city council next week. And one guy will stand up and go, I think we ought to bomb them with a neutron bomb. And they'll act all animated. And so the normal people there won't want to be involved. And if there's any fool that even jokes and goes, oh, yeah, you're going to prison. But what you do is you have a recorder at that first meeting. You go, oh, tell me more. And then you follow them out to their car, you photograph their car, and you say, I'm calling the police right now. Because if you just call the police without recording them, they'll say you called for the violence. And the cops will show up, look embarrassed, and the guy will kind of do a hand sign or whatever, and the cop will be like, what's going on here? And you're going to be dealing with a hardcore terrorist. These are government terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you can't help an old man in Austin without him showing up, okay? Folks, COINTELPRO declassified, admitted that they infiltrate mainline pro-war, pro-government churches. If the church is actually having real soup kitchens, they don't want anything that's community but government. They don't want strong communities. You actually try to help people with a real charity, they will shut you down in 10 seconds. But you steal every single dime of it and give political contributions, they'll show up at your door and say, we want to work with you robbing people. I mean, it's just... Don't you understand? Millions of criminals have worked out all these fancy scams. They're now in control of almost everything, and they know there's a mass awakening to them right now. So Homeland Security comes out in congressional testimony and says, we're just going to ban free speech in America and put taxes on alternative newspapers and infiltrate their groups and commit all these crimes. They're just out in the open because they have to come out in the open like it's normal to get their own spooks and their own informants and their own operatives to do it. So again, what does the COINTELPRO document say? According to FBI records, COINTELPRO resources were expended on infiltrating, disrupting, marginalizing, and or subverting groups suspected of being subversive. I can't tell you how many times I've just gone to any political event and somebody calls you in the back room and says, hey, we're going to that protest tomorrow. You might feel like you're under threat. I got a little submachine gun you can just have. Just take it. Just take it. And if I was dumb enough to, oh, thanks for the submachine gun. Oh, yeah. It'd be on the news. Alex Jones was planning to kill with submachine gun. But they go further than that.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard.
Look, I'm going to spend more time on the COINTELPRO in the days to come. We're going to have a lot more articles at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, but this is a big deal. This is why we can't ever organize marches or protests, because you go and the cops attack their own people and then attack you, the peaceful crowd, and the news blames old women and women with the baby carriages for what happened when it's the government. I'll never forget 5 years ago seeing footage out of Portland, Oregon that made me physically ill. It was a few thousand peaceful people against the war. And the police come out and surround them, and no one does. And the police say, move back, move back, move back. They are moving back. And the cops walk right over and spray a baby in a carriage right in the face. And the woman says, and the baby's on the edge of dying, having this pumped up their nose. She says, why did you do that to my baby? And he says, listen, you effing bleeper, you don't bring a baby to a protest. And they just beat the daylights out of those people. And guess what? They never went out and protested again, to where all that's left is 30 or 40 hired foundation thugs led by cops in anarchist outfits and a few meth head idiots that don't know it's a federal operation running around tumping over trash cans and lighting them on fire. So then the police can come in, and no one was resisting the police. So then they started going and finding women coming out of stores with grocery bags and police dogs attacking them, because no one's allowed on the streets of Pittsburgh. And then going on the university at night, and the college students are out at the park, and they're like, cops are marching up, and they announce, no one's allowed on the streets day or night of Pittsburgh. Move back. They try to move back. The police had surrounded them. And they just run up to women on bikes, running from them, and just start beating them, blood spewing, as they just drive spikes in America's heart. And it's all a psych warfare test of those police. What will they do? What will they go along with? What will they accept? I have a message here to the COINTELPRO operatives in private corporations, in foundations, in government, in think tanks, and your camp followers. I have a message for you. When you lose everything you've got, when this country falls apart, when you're living in a living hell and we're worse than Mexico in a decade or so from now, maybe even sooner, I want you to remember when the system you served rapes you financially, physically, economically, societally, spiritually. I want you to remember you thought this was all cute and fun, because there's a lot of weak people in this country and worldwide who serve evil. They think darkness is power. They think skulls and death and the trappings and torture is cool. It's a spirit. It's a mindset. It's a, they think Jack Bauer's cool, torturing innocent people every episode to get answers, torturing kids in front of their parents. Homeland Security admitted that was their own propaganda promotion. You are being bathed, baptized in hell. You're only alive once. And I'm telling you, it's not too late for you to turn back. It's not too late for you to have integrity. It's not too late for you to blow the whistle. And that's why the globalists are inoculating against whistleblowers now. That's why they come out in white papers now and Gary Hart says, yeah, we stage terror attacks in America. That's why the government declassifies, yeah, we stage the Gulf of Tonkin, we stage other terror attacks. That's why they come out and say, yeah, we're going to infiltrate groups, get them to commit crimes. Yeah, we're going to ban free speech. Just so it loses its power. See, I tell you they're going to start trying to restrict free speech. You laugh at me 5 years ago. But now it's like, okay, well, maybe we need to ban free speech. Because at a subconscious level, you're afraid of those tyrants. You're afraid of those authority figures. You can't imagine saying no to a bully. And so you engage in Crime Stop that George Orwell talked about, where the tyranny is upon you. You're facing the tyranny. And he wrote about that in nonfiction essays. He wrote more nonfiction than he wrote fiction. A member of the Imperial Secret Police in India, a communist brigade leader, a propagandist at BBC. I mean, he was high level, folks. And he finally figured out, my God, they control the left and right. My God, it's a priesthood of power. It's a priesthood of psychopaths that like to torture people. And they play us all off against each other. And Big Brother is bombing Airstrip 1 to keep society in degradation and fear. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, these psychopaths weave a web. Like certain species of spiders weave a certain web. And we know the web they're spinning, and now the web's done. We're like, this is the most hardcore, vicious form of tyranny ever seen. Red alert, we've seen it. They're openly announcing it's evil. They're openly announcing they plan to arrest everybody and start killing people. They openly write textbooks about how they want to exterminate at least 80% of the population. Red alert, red alert, red alert, red alert, red alert, red alert, red alert. I mean, this is red alert, red alert. We know who this is. We know what it is.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Isolate and demonize every real group so that other people don't affiliate with it and come together with a unified culture of liberty. And they want to taint the culture of liberty by mixing all sorts of untasteful stuff in with it. Now, I'm going to go to your calls, John, Stephanie, Steve, John, and Brian, but I promise myself to play this today. It's 8 minutes long. This is a brief history of what the Star Spangled Banner really stands for. What is America really about? And think how far we've come from the land of liberty and bravery and strength and honor to a country where they demonize our founders and what this nation's really all been about. That's another COINTELPRO. Our country isn't perfect, but it's been the best we've ever seen. Those founding ideas changed the world. Now, ancient tyranny is coming back and replacing the flower of the Renaissance, what happened here in 1776. And what you're about to hear is the true story on record of what the Star Spangled Banner really stands for and what those people did for that symbol of liberty and why we cherish our flag. The flag symbolizes the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. It symbolizes free humanity. And if we had 1 ounce of what those men and women had then, we would have never turned into this society. But we became decadent. We became wicked. We bought into corruption. We need to rediscover the founding documents and breathe life into it. And that is starting to happen. So here is the true story of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, what it really stands for. It's now been expropriated. It's been taken by the media, taken by the government, used to sell their wars, their lies, their frauds. When George Washington said, never invade another country, don't get involved in foreign entanglements. Our own troops die of DU, having their health care cut, but the government always wraps themselves in the troops' heroism. Again, ladies and gentlemen, break your conditioning. Wake up. Make the choice. Choose sides in life. You're only alive once. Join the battle for the Republic and free humanity worldwide. We are starting to have victories. The enemy hates that. They want us to think they're invincible, that we will be assimilated. Here it is, the true story of the Star Spangled Banner. The Star Spangled Banner. What does it really stand for?
There was a lawyer once. His name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game. We stand in our church services and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners and the British had prisoners. And the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners. They said, we want to send a man out to discuss this with you. They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards offshore. And they said, we want to send a man by the name of Francis Scott Key. He will come out and negotiate to see if we can make a mutual exchange. On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and he negotiated with the British officials. And they reached a conclusion that men could be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful, went down below in the boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, men. And he said, men, I've got news for you tonight. You're free. He said, tonight I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies. He said, you'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of your chains. As he went back up on board to arrange for their passage to the shore, the admiral came and he said, we have a slight problem. He said, we will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it'll be merely academic after tonight. It won't matter. And Francis Scott Key said, what do you mean? He said, well, Mr. Key, he said, tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry? He said, we're going to remove it from the face of the earth. He said, how are you going to do that? He said, if you will, scan the horizon of the sea. And as he looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. And he said, that's the entire British war fleet. He said, all of the gunpowder, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. He said, the war is over. These men would be free anyway. He said, you can't shell that fort. He said, that's a large fort. He said, it's full of women and children. He says, it's predominantly not a military fort. He said, don't worry about it. They said, we've left them a way out. And he said, what's that? He said, do you see that flag way up on the rampart? He said, we have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered, and you'll now be under British rule. Francis Scott Key went down below and told the men what was about to happen. And they said, how many ships? He said, hundreds. The ships got closer. Francis Scott Key went back up on top and he said, men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as we watch. As twilight began to fall and as the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly the British war fleet unleashed. He says, the sound was deafening. There were so many guns that there were no reliefs. He said, it was absolutely impossible to talk or hear. He said, suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit. And he says, from down below, all he could hear the men, the prisoners, saying was, tell us where the flag is. What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling. Every time the bomb would explode and it would be close to the flag, they could see the flag in the illuminated red glare of that bomb. And Francis Scott Key would report down to the men below, it's still up. It's not down. The admiral came and he said, your people are insane. He said, what's the matter with them? He said, don't they understand this is an impossible situation? Francis Scott Key said, he remembered what George Washington had said. He said, the thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he'll live on his knees. The admiral said, we have now instructed all of the guns to focus on the rampart to take that flag down. He said, we don't understand something. Our reconnaissance tells us that that flag has been hit directly again and again and again, and yet it's still flying. We don't understand that. But he said, now we're about to bring every gun for the next 3 hours to bear on that point. Francis Scott Key said the barrage was unmerciful. All that he could hear was the men down below
praying. The prayer. God, keep that flag flying where we last saw it. Sunrise came. He said there was a heavy mist hanging over the land, but the rampart was tall enough. There stood the flag, completely nondescript, in shreds. The flagpole itself was at a crazy angle, but the flag was still at the top. Francis Scott Key went aboard and immediately went into Fort Henry to see what had happened. And what he found had happened was that that flagpole and that flag had suffered repetitious direct hits. And when hit had fallen, but men, fathers, who knew what it meant for that flag to be on the ground, although knowing that all of the British guns were trained on it, walked over and held it up humanly until they died. Their bodies were removed and others took their place. Francis Scott Key said what held that flagpole in place at that unusual angle were patriots' bodies. He penned the song, "Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Or the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that the flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet fly and wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? The debt was demanded. The price, it was paid."
All right, folks. Now, look at what our country's turned into now. A operations base for criminal offshore banks to export tyranny worldwide and enslave us here at home, with government COINTELPRO saying that if you don't want socialist health care, you're a racist. That's COINTELPRO playing that against people, creating racial division, infiltrating groups, trying to radicalize them, trying to get people to commit acts of violence so they can put them in prison, openly saying they want to restrict our free speech that our forefathers fought and died for. This is outrageous. We, the patriots, the constitutionalists, we're the good guys. We're trying to save the republic. And anybody that stands against that, and anybody that calls for abolishing the Bill of Rights, which they're doing right now, is a treasonous, traitorous, larcenist enemy of humanity. Period. Period. Now, here is Steve Voss and his rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner, now that you know what it really stands for. And that's why with COINTELPRO, they've demonized our country's history so they could replace it with the New World Order. That's why they hate our founders. Here it is.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs burst in air, gave proof
flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
The globalists don't teach in schools or anywhere else why the Star-Spangled Banner is so important. What we saw, the type of valiant activity at the Alamo, was the tail end of the true flower of our republic, but it can bloom again. And I want you guys to cue it up to the front of that video, the start of the video we played with the George Washington quote. I want to read that here on air for people to understand what the costs are and where we came from and what we are, and our responsibility to turn this around and to fix it. I have FEMA on video calling George Washington an evil terrorist. This is an alien, evil group of corrupt people that hate our country, that are in control of this nation. And it's our right and our responsibility as the Declaration of Independent States to stand against them and to speak out against them and to expose them for the illegitimate criminals they are. They're doing everything they can to demonize the American people right now, to demonize true Americanism, true freedom, but it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. The spirit of freedom is rising. Do you guys find that George Washington quote? I want to put it up on screen for people, and I want to read it here on air before we go to break. Because George Washington boiled it all down. Why this nation was able to be founded, why we were able to persevere. And so I say to everybody out there, if you didn't know why the Star-Spangled Banner is so special, that's another example of how you've been robbed of your true history and who you really are. And it's in rediscovering who we really are that we can defeat this new world order. And that's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. The thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he will live on his knees, George Washington. Again, the thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is that he will die on his feet before he will live on his knees. And that's what you saw from the true story of the Star-Spangled Banner. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home?
have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You know, I've gotten better at getting to calls when I say I will, but I apologize to the callers this hour. We'll write down your first name if you want. You can go to the head of the line tomorrow. Everybody holding John, Stephanie, Stephen, John, Brian, and others. I just ran out of time today. And here in the last 5 minutes, I had four stacks of news I never got to. In the first 2 hours, I covered a lot of key news. I didn't even cover all the COINTELPRO angles I wanted to. It's just, it's so outrageous what the White House czar saying they're going to shut down free speech. I mean, they're openly saying, and then they're doing it. I mean, they're coming for everybody's freedom. They said they want to arrest me and others. I mean, this is so outrageous. And then I've got articles like this. I already knew this 10 years ago, but to see the Huffington Post reporting it of all places, that's good. Because, you know, your Democratic Party or Republican Party affiliation doesn't matter at the end of the day if you die. I've had top genetic engineers on who were making millions of dollars and were happy, and then they would come back and say, half the rats we feed this corn or potato to are dying. It's causing birth defects in all the baby mice. This is different varieties I'm talking about. And every major GMO crop has been proven in the studies done by the companies. They know what it's doing. And it always attacks fertility. It's being done by design. And if it's a byproduct that half the honeybees die because they eat the pollen of it, so be it. Put that back on screen, guys. Monsanto GMO corn linked to organ failure study reveals. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I see all the numbers of Crohn's disease and organ failure and all these blood cancers. They're all up a couple thousand percentage points on average. I mean, I know everybody I know in the office has had a girlfriend at 25 almost die or die of cancer or their, you know, their 30-year-old brother dying of Crohn's, and the news is saying melamine and milk is good for you now and mercury's good for you and sunlight's bad for you. I mean, you know, these people are out of their minds. They're just practicing insanity. Monsanto GMO corn linked to organ failure study reveals. I wanted to cover this last. What's your reaction? In a study released by the International Journal of Biological Sciences, there's no more prestigious, analyzing the effects of genetically modified foods on mammalian, that's mammals, that's us, research found that agricultural giant Monsanto's GM in corn is linked to organ damage in rats. According to the study, which was summarized by the Randy at Fort Freedom, three varieties of Monsanto GM corn, Mon 863, insecticide producing Mon 810 and Roundup herbicide absorbing NK603 were approved for consumption by the U.S., European, and several other national food safety authorities because they own the government. And then it goes into the major studies showing that effects were mostly concentrated in the kidney and liver function, the two major diet detoxification organs, and the detail differed for each GM type. And then it goes into the massive statistic damage to the organs. Folks, this is the same corn variety that when the bees eat it, eat the pollen, they go die. Why? Monsanto said, well, we'll make it 5,000 times stronger, this naturally occurring pesticide that's in corn. We'll make it, develop it inside the corn, at, depending on the variety, 1,000 to 5,000 times the level, and then you eat a pesticide. It's a fungus pesticide. A little bit of it grows on corn. It doesn't do anything to you. And they know what it's doing. And I'm the conspiracy theorist. I'm bad. I need to be arrested. I need to have them infiltrate my office and set me up and send me to prison, according to the White House. On record, we're all evil. Because we don't want our kids dying. And the feds, what, 2 years ago passed a law where they can say something's organic now when it's not? I mean, are you, cops are drinking the fluoride, you're giving your kids this stuff, you still love the system. Same thing with all you bureaucrats. You get what you deserve. But those of us that are awake, we don't deserve it. We don't want your poison. We don't want to be sterilized. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com. The resistance will continue.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoblue.com today.